we're recordings there. We're doing the recordings, and yeah, whenever you're ready, sir.
Oh, you want me to do the thing?
Oh, you always do the thing. I think that's like the highlight of your week.
You do that thing you do, right, baby.
This helps you get into the mode of doing the talkings.
Or the O'Neaters.
Yeah, something like that.
Doing that thing you do.
He's on the show. He's on Ray Donovan.
Oh, look at that.
Lead singer of the O'Neaters.
Still hasn't seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, but he's watching Ray Donovan. This guy over here.
Over here now.
What has nothing to do with the other?
It's a callback to last week.
I remember.
All right. On the show.
I remember.
The people you're listening to.
Nah, I don't listen.
No, I know you don't listen. Yeah. All right. Tonight.
All right.
We cover a hell of fun weekend of pro wrestling. Final Battle. Into the Fire. TLC. AEW. Impact. NXT. New Japan Pro Wrestling. And calling in tonight, Pacifico time, Mr. Vinny Pacifico.
Fucking butchered it.
I stole it. All next.
Stole it and butchered it.
All next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Everybody, this is the very boring Jay Lethal, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
What's up, fuckers?
I love the big package.
Hell yeah! God damn!
Wondering when we start before 7, you think people get pissed off, like they tune in at 7 and they miss like this whole beginning part of the show?
Do they get mad? No, people don't get mad. They just know, oh my god,
they get even.
There's extra Shining Wizards for me to listen to. I can't wait to download this on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts. So I think that it excites them. I don't think anyone listens live.
That's a good point.
And we are excited because Vinny Pacifico will be joining us later on the hotline. But right now, the Shining Wizards are in studio where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Kevin.
Matt.
And I'll tell you this much. Matt was not.
I'll tell you
shit.
This. You shut the fuck
we
up.
We got a lot
you
to talk about.
You shut the fuck up.
Knock it
You're
off.
New.
Oh, no.
Picks leader.
Oh, no.
He swoops in. He is the king of the kill.
Hello,
the
king.
Man
Hello,
of the hour. King. Too sweet to be sour. Funky like a monkey. Your new picks leader. 8 games back in August. He's now ahead. You two can kiss my white ass the rest of the year. 3 shows to go. You two bitches ain't catching shit,
you
son.
Know, this is the funny thing. There's 3 shows to go, and he's leading us by 1.
One
game separates all three
That's
of us.
It.
You and I are tied. We're 1 game back.
You and I, T-Y.
I mean, I had a big showing, but it was not enough to take over.
Kevin had an atrocious weekend.
Awful weekend.
Shit the biz eds.
Awful weekend. I don't even remember what I picked for NWA, but I know my WWE and Ring of Honor picks were bad.
No, I think I was pretty steady across the board.
You.
I was talking about me.
Yeah, well, all right.
Well, Kev, we don't want to talk about you anymore. You know why? Because you're a fucking loser!
God, atrocious loser.
Atrocious. What the fuck were you thinking taking The Miz, for God's sake?
All right, can I explain my logic behind it?
Yes, please do.
Because it wasn't The Fiend. It was a non-title match. I thought what happened after the match would happen during the match and give Miz the win.
You thought wrong.
Of course I did, but my logic wasn't too far off. It just happened after the match.
You know what else is? You know what else was great logic? Me picking Nick Aldis to retain the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship.
We didn't pick that.
We both
took
James
Storm.
I told you, I don't remember my NWA picks.
I picked the new national champion, not Ricky Starks, but Aaron Stevens.
I didn't pick that either.
That's a 2-for-2. The only thing that fucked me up was the women's tag match because they brought in ODB Juggs. Yeah. That fucked me up.
ODB.
When Ashley Vox got fucked up, I was like, yes, 2-on-1. And then I saw ODB. I said, no, we're going to fucking lose now.
I thought I picked both those right.
All right, so let's start there then. Let's go to NWA Into the Fire.
Into the Fire! Do you have it queued up? Please tell me you have it queued up.
Oh, I can queue it up. I put out a poll. I put out a poll earlier last week. What were people most excited for? And it came back WWE TLC.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo.
That's awful. Any other pay-per-view, I might give you credit. But this was a non-issue. This wasn't even like a promoted pay-per-view.
So, and then today I put one up, what one stole the show, and NWA Into the Fire.
Into the Fire!
Ran away.
Into ran the away. Fire!
Tony, first I want to thank you for ordering it on Fight.
Yes, thank you both, actually.
And letting us log into your account.
Oh, please. I couldn't wait. I actually watched the entire thing live. I was tweeting you I was messaging you the entire time. It was amazing.
I told Kevin on the ride down. I said, Tony blew up my phone all weekend. I go, because we started early, and you were like, just start without me. And I was like, no, you have to be. Like,
into
you were
fire.
So excited for pro wrestling.
I love
this
music. You know what I think of now when I hear this? I think of Nick Aldis, like his back, like walking to the ring, and he's got Charlotte around his waist. Fucking love this song now, dude. Love it. Brings out the feels for the professional wrestlers. Love it.
All right.
Can we talk Into the Fire?
Let's talk Into the Fire.
Can I talk that Into the Fire was my fucking favorite thing of wrestling of probably the entire year? Probably even more than Kota Ibushi going to Wrestle Kingdom next week, next month, whatever.
Really?
Oh, dude, amazing show top to bottom. Amazing show.
Thoughts on it. This is so weird that I'm going to ask this question. Thoughts on them coming down the stairs and the music?
I liked it.
Is that how the NWA kind of did its thing? No music for the studio shows, but then for pay-per-views they would have music? So.
Yeah, but they never had pay-per-views at the studio, so
right.
It's a completely different thing
So
now.
You're trying to at least cut the, I don't know, not split the difference, I guess.
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was cool that they got to walk down through the crowd and everything.
Makes me nervous with those stairs.
Seeing the Rock and Roll Express
made me so nervous.
Oof.
That was a big disappointment to me. I really thought the Wild Cards were going to regain the titles.
Fuck, that's right. They lost.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell Ricky and Robert are old as shit, though, man. Like, they got to keep
the What gave it away, yeah. Tony?
The fucking the Canadian Destroyer that everybody completely oversold.
Dude,
and it, like,
a lot of botched Canadian Destroyers this weekend.
A lot. Dude, tons of them this weekend. It was the Botchamania-rific move of the week.
The Botchamania Destroyer.
Math, you could do an entire video on how many Botchamania fucking Canadian Destroyers there were this week. Bad, 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 bad. However, this show overall, I could even forgive that. I could forgive, like, dude, Thunder Rosa. She could be my favorite wrestler.
Thunder Rosa's awesome.
She's growing on me tremendously.
Tasha Steelz was like, I'm going to take it to the streets. And she was like, no, you ain't. She's kicking her in the head, stomping on her and shit. She's fucking raw.
They advertised her being from the Brick City. Is she from Newark?
She's from, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
she might be my new favorite wrestler. Now, fuck you, Thunder
Rosa. Tasha?
Wait, if she's from Newark, why not?
Please. Really?
Too much with your heart.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, listen, I'm a big Thunder Rosa person.
That's why we lost the Danny Moth match. Too much with our heart.
Yeah,
I told you Hula Hula Pineapple Man was going
to
win.
We'll get to Hula
Hula
Pineapple Man. I know I did.
Good Lord.
Tale of two careers right there.
Aesthetically, the NWA setup is... I love it. I love the way it looks.
Did you like the Christmas tree?
I love the Christmas tree.
Did you like Aaron Stevens hiding behind the Christmas tree?
I did not like his gear.
I love it.
He's been wearing that ever since. He's been wearing that since he
started. My wife did not like it either.
Dude, question mark with the big win over Trevor Murdoch with the karate.
What country? The Mumbai? Where are they from? The
Mongrovia.
Mongrovia.
You didn't like the Mongrovia flag ceremony?
No one ever. I did not say that.
I loved it.
I was just talking about
it.
The ring itself. Like, it's just black ropes, a canvas with the NWA on it. It's perfect.
I love it.
Another thing I really didn't like, Ken Anderson's got a little bit of a hoo-ha going
but
on there.
No, but you can't even... That match was awesome.
It was a great match, sure.
So I let that... I noticed it, too. I let it go because...
No. Look,
because he has a pouch. He has a pouch. That match was great.
But it's weird, like when Eli's got him down and he's like sitting and his belly's covering his pecker. It's weird. It's weird. It looks like he's got no drawers on.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you? Are you watching wrestling for the wrestling and the storytelling?
Listen.
Are you watching it to look at dudes' shit, bro?
I am a broadcast journalist, and when things present themselves like Roosh's underside, I kind of have to comment on it.
I didn't even notice it. I wasn't even
looking. His right ass cheek was hanging out for 18 of the 20 minutes of that match, dude. It got worse. You know what? Forget it. I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Maybe Roosh wants to show some caboose.
Caboosh.
Caboosh.
There you go. Oh, what else?
So you don't like Ken Anderson because he has a punch?
No, I love Ken Anderson. I just think he's a little doughy in the middle. That's all.
Let me ask you guys this.
Motherfucker.
If we always like, and by we, I mean the general wrestling fan, always complains about like, oh, they're bringing this guy in. Somehow NWA makes it work. Like, Ken Anderson would like show up at like TNA again or something like that, or if Eli Drake or James Storm and all these guys, Colt Cabana, would show up somewhere else, I feel like wrestling fans would complain about it. But for some reason, NWA, to me, it's like they're all fresh again. They're all brand new.
And Colt Cabana had a bad weekend. Lost to Alex Shelley. Lost the national championship. He had a rough weekend.
Yeah, you can't win them all.
Well, it is what it is. You got to win some of them.
But back to Kevin's point, I think these guys want to be there. I think that's a big part. It's not just they're showing up for a paycheck and going through the motions. Yeah. They want to be there. They get to wrestle.
Yep.
You know, it's not like some overproduced wrestling show. Like, I get the WWE is like King of the Hill, but like you hear all the horror stories and everything. Like, these guys went down to Atlanta. They taped like 3 months worth of TV and probably a weekend. And they had zero to lose. They probably got paid to be there.
Yeah.
And if it sucked, then it's another failed wrestling experiment that disappears into the abyss. But this went over like gangbusters.
But here's the thing. Like, you watch this, it feels different.
Right.
Everybody says, we're going to change the landscape. We're going to make it different. This truly feels different.
And what shocks me the most is that the fans that are in that building are the most...
Oh, rabid.
Rabid, diehard, but also like hipster indie wrestling fans. And the fact that they appreciate guys like Ken Anderson being there and James Storm being there. And to a lesser extent, just to name names, Eddie Kingston and Homicide. And The Rock, like, they're eating it up. And I never thought that I'd see that from these fans that we categorize as the smart marks. So the fact that they enjoy this, like, it's mind-boggling to me, and it that's a tribute and a great compliment to Billy Corgan and the people at NWA.
It was a little strange for that tag title match that everybody had like another team with them, like the Dawsons.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. That's why I was expecting shenanigans and chicanery to get the titles back on the wild cards, because I don't know where else you go with the Rock and Rolls. They're not the kind of team that you want to keep the belts on, to be honest with you.
I guess they are.
I was disappointed in the win, but I'm okay with it.
I mean, they kept it short. They announced another pay-per-view on Friday, January 24th.
You think it's too soon?
When is it? When's the next one?
Friday, January 24th.
Yeah. I just hope that they're not trying to rush things. They've got a good thing going. Let's let it build slowly.
Well,
they had a lot of time to build to this pay-per-view. 4 weeks is not a lot of time to build to the next show.
I mean, if tickets are going to sell, strike while the iron's hot, I guess, which might not be the best business strategy because we've seen that before and did not work out.
This may be happening because of the Marty Scurll situation.
It's possible.
What is his situation?
He's still a Ring of Honor.
He's a free agent.
They said that on the show, but I don't know if his deal is actually done.
No, his deal was done before Final Battle.
Oh, that's right. But he just stuck around to...
He appeared at Fallout yesterday, too.
I know he did. He's a man of his word, and he keeps to his bookings. Now, is this a, I'll come and work all this, but I'm going to sign with WWE... on February 1st, so let's try and make this happen. Is that a conversation he has beforehand? And they go, well, let's make this happen, and let's see, as Kevin said, let's strike while the iron is hot. I mean, NWA Into the Fire was trending huge on Twitter. People were talking about it. I was tweeting about it last night, and people were retweeting it and texting or chatting it up with me. Yeah, I mean, It's a great product.
If I had to guess, I'm with you that he's coming in like maybe as a kind of like a layover to where he really wants to go. And hey, if this is where he really wants to be, God bless him, more power to him. But I think we'd all be foolish to assume this is more than just a one-off for that pay-per-view. Right.
And it's smart on NWA to capitalize off of his Ring of Honor stardom. Yeah.
Great main event, too.
Awesome main event.
Storm and Aldis, two out of three falls. The first fall with Camille coming out and Aldis getting distracted. I was like, holy shit, here we go. He's down one fall already.
They left us with more questions than answers.
Tim Storm getting the second fall, calling it down the middle, getting involved in the third fall when Brian Hebner got knocked out.
Storm.
It was so great, dude. Aldis, sensing the desperation, loosening the top turnbuckle. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. I was fucking jumping off the couch watching it. I was
really?
Like,
jumping off the couch?
Great, dude. He was grabbing on. I'm like, he's going to fucking try to rip it off. No, he's not. I'm like, Nick, you don't need to do that. And he did it. And then James Storm ate the turnbuckle. I was like, well, sorry about your damn luck. That's what I texted you, didn't I?
You did.
Oh, boy. You did. Very unique little finish there at the end, which was kind of cool.
It was great. It was great. Fucking Aaron Stevens hiding behind the Christmas tree. Fucking who went through the Christmas tree? Wasn't it James Storm? Did he eat the tree at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking just great. Just great stuff.
Great stuff. They're bringing back the NWA TV title.
Stu Bennett, by the way.
I thought
amazing.
He did an awesome job.
Phenomenal amazing. Job. Phenomenal job.
That's a bucket list guy right there.
And he knows how to tell a story without telling too much.
He does his job.
He explains things like, I don't want to shit on MLW, but sometimes MLW gives us way too much inside information when they're doing commentary. He kept it perfect. Why he worked on this, why he did that, what's the thought process when he's working the leg, why do you do this instead of that? Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I agree.
Loved
and that's,
it.
And you look at sports across the board, they bring in ex-performers to do exactly that, explain the mindset and do all that stuff with, and he's still good. He's still charming and funny and he puts over the talent. It's incredible. This was my first time hearing him on commentary because I think he only did, what, one episode before this of Power?
I don't think he did.
This was his debut?
Yeah.
Okay, so then maybe he was
No, announced. He's been in the videos. Like, when Nick Aldis announced that he was coming in, like, he spoke on some stuff.
I wasn't
sure
if there was an episode between the highlight package. And,
there was, but he was...
But he wasn't there.
He wasn't on that.
No.
Okay, but... If this was his first job, then holy shit.
Yeah, he
knocked it out of the park. He did
he might
such
have done commentary
job.
For World of Sport or whatever promotion
which
he bought
never
when he
got
was in
off
England.
The never got off the ground.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But
and the actual commentator, the little guy, he's
Joe Gale.
He's great.
Gally.
Whatever. Does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
Both did a great job.
He seems a little Camille obsessed too much for my liking.
Oh, how could you blame him?
Not be.
Oh, I'm just saying. You got to keep it down the middle when you're broadcasting.
No, give me some Camille.
Tony, more questions than answers. Where does Camille stand with Nick Aldis now?
Well, that's what season
2 is about.
What is
her relationship with James Storm?
We don't know, Matt. We're going to have to wait and find out.
Is Eli Drake primed for the NWA title? What does the Marty Scurll arrival mean? What is Ken Anderson doing to Eli Drake? He put the chair over his head.
Much.
He smashed his brains
so much.
In.
I also heard that Nick Aldis is in the television title tournament, which makes absolutely no sense, but whatever.
Dynasty, bro.
What?
I don't know. Win all the titles? Dynasty?
I guess.
I didn't mean to go there.
I could have done without the women's tag match.
Yeah. They would have been better off just going 2-on-1 and letting...
They should have just let Marty Bell wrestle Sienna and just left it at that.
I think they wanted to get Melina in there.
Melina sucks.
She's awful.
She looks amazing, but she sucks.
Amazing? She got a little hippie shake there.
Oh, my God.
Can I double back before I forget?
You are like the fucking...
Look, Allison Kay came out. She's thick. I liked it.
Wait, is he...
Melina got some thick legs? She shouldn't be wearing them spider webbing things.
Jesus, why don't you write a fucking column for, like, Cosmo or something?
She looked like Fran Drescher, for Christ's sake.
Fran Drescher was hot in her day.
Oh, stop it. The two of you.
What, are you out of your balls?
Sienna has no ass. She's as flat as that fucking poster right there.
Yeah, but it's all right. She got the high-waisted trunks on. I kind of like that look. Stop calling her Sienna. She's Allison Case.
Whatever
Listen,
her name
all,
is.
Stupid.
All good-looking dames. All
right, well,
anyway,
there you go.
I want to double back to something. When
dames.
When James Storm was carried out at the end, you kind of saw him salute. Was that just letting? Was that like his like thumbs up, or do you think he was kind of hinting that he's done with them? Like he was like kind of going like this. Like
more questions.
Maybe the question mark knows the answers.
The question mark is over as fuck.
He's so fucking great. Singing the Monrovian national anthem during the flag
that
ceremony.
That was comedy gold.
Beautiful. Fucking Aaron Stevens coming out in the gi because he's the student.
Student Stevens.
It's fantastic. My wife sat down to watch that match with me. And when he did the karate at the beginning of the match, she laughed so fucking hard.
There were some storytelling in there, too, because he did the one thrust and Trevor Murdoch kicked out. And then he went with the
double.
The never before scene. I don't know why I was doing dubs there, but.
Fucking Napoleon Dynamite over here.
And I think you're right, though. I think question mark is Josephus, by the way.
I never said that.
You did say that.
I did.
Did I?
Oh, that was you? Yeah. I thought it was Tony.
Why would you spoil that?
I don't know if it is, but I've got a closer look, and I think it's him.
Josephus, there's no way he's from Mongolia.
Listen, and if that's the case, don't ever bring Josephus back.
No?
No, Josephus sucks a fat one. Fucking question mark rules.
Question mark does rule.
Question mark fucking
rules. All right, so where were we on picks for this show?
Yeah, give us the rundown.
All right, so Tony took the lead on that. He went 5-2.
Oh, yes. Look at
he
you.
He got Eli Drake.
Because I had the two title matches, right?
Dummy. Yeah.
He got Eli Drake. He got question mark. He got Aaron Stevens.
Yep, was a big one.
Thunder Rosa and Nick Aldis.
And Aldis. Aldis and Stevens were the big ones.
Yeah. We all took Thunder Rosa across the board. We all took question mark. We all took Eli Drake.
That was it.
I came in second at 4-3. The only difference is I took Ashley Kay and Ashley Vox.
Mm-hmm.
And you two humps took Molina's team. And then me and Kevin both took Ricky Starks, and we all took the wild card, so we all lost on that.
Why did they switch that to make Allison Kay win? It would have made more sense if her team lost.
You're right? The NWA expert. You tell us.
That's what I was thinking. And then it brought in OD. Dude, ODB's got to stop flashing the hoo-ha and all that stuff.
Nope, she does not.
Come on, man.
She got them hitters, son.
Come on. I know. They were swinging for the fences.
All of it.
Well, Tony, I got good news for you. You'll have to pick a match with her in it at Impact's Hard to Kill.
Oh, we're joy.
In January, yes.
Yeah. Right, we got
that's
time
in January.
We got time for that.
Wow, they're going hard with the old
January 12th.
So overall, NWA kind of brought me closer to the.
Kevin went 3-4.
That's right.
Oof.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wrestling.
No. What'd you get the pay per view overall?
Oh, dude, A++. It was awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A.
And I'm with you. It had a huge, big event feel. I like how they talk to the guys before the matches,
which I was not expecting. Even like after, I think a couple of them.
Yeah,
which was fun.
Yeah, and bringing Eli Drake back out to set up that thing with Mr. Anderson was cool. I really enjoyed it.
My only other concern is I like the idea of the television title coming back. I don't know if they need a third title at this point.
I was thinking that on the ride down. Yeah. Now they have 5 championships.
That's kind of rough, especially when you have this revolving door roster like we spoke about, you know?
The women, the tag, the NWA national. Title, the national, now the TV.
Women's yeah.
Tag, national, world.
TV.
Oh, yeah, TV. For what, an hour show?
That's the other thing. It's only an hour program.
Maybe they're looking to put something else out there. Maybe the television championship has its own vehicle.
Maybe they're going to put it on that Getting Fired Up show, whatever it is.
Ah, or AEW Dark.
You never know.
What's the name of the show they're doing where they're trying to find new talent?
Oh.
Oh.
I know
New Talent
about.
Night.
I forget what it's called.
2 drink minimum. Tip your bartenders.
Exactly.
I forget what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
We talked about it like at least 3 times on this show already.
And we already forgot.
Yep.
There you go.
So NWA home run, man. Took
Absolutely.
Home, took home the award for show of the weekend, I'd say.
Good thing we started with that because we got a whole lot to talk about coming up.
Oh, we do. We got to go to Ring of Honor next.
I'm not even doing the voice. We're just going right into it.
And
again.
If you're just chiming in at 7:00, we have been recording for the last half hour.
We've been for the last half hour.
Live on the butt.
RantDMRadio.com. If you want to listen to our take on Into the Fire, which is probably the greatest pay-per-view in the history of wrestling pay-per-views, make sure you get it on the download. But in the meantime, let's move forward. Ring of Honor Final Battle.
So Ring of Honor Final Battle took place Friday night in
Baltimore,
Maryland.
You got a really weird look on your face. Like you either could have taken it or leaving it. I'm going to go with leaving it for the most part.
And you know, now let me preface this.
I was talking to Matt, by the way. Just on that.
Matt is the Ring of Honor guy. Matt, like, he's the one that knows the ins and outs, the ups and downs of Ring of Honor.
That's right.
when he was talking to me about it, I could sense not everything was cool in Coolsville.
All right, cool. So final battle, I went 7-3. Tony went 6-4. Yeah. Kevin went 5-5.
Woo,
before we
even.
Get into these picks, though, let's just fucking hit the nail right on the head.
The end?
I love PCO. I respect
Why
the shit.
Why does this get loud?
I don't
Hold
know.
On.
I respect him. I think he's a great talent. I love that he's wrestling at 52 years old. That fucking match with Roosh and putting the championship on him is... It hurts my brain. I don't understand it. I'm hoping it's just to get to pop a rating, to get people interested in the final battle fallout. They already announced that January 11th, Roosh is getting his rematch against PCO. Roosh started his own new stable at the final battle fallout on last night, Sunday night. Holy shit, this match was bad. It was bad. I'm sorry.
There's a
it
lot.
It was different.
There's a lot to unpack with this match. First of all, all right, go ahead.
If you're going to have a fucking hearse there, he should have came out in the fucking hearse. Should have drove out in the hearse. I don't give a shit if he drove 6 feet. Could have been an Alberto Del Rio entrance where he drives 10 feet and is there. To have him walk down the ramp and then wrestle and then end up back there and then... The Hearst is right behind Ian Riccoboni and Caprice Coleman. They're like, oh my God, a Hearst. There's a Hearst here. What do you fucking think? I'm retarded?
Do you want to?
There's no T in Hearst.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't give a flying fuck.
You like that?
I love how you knew exactly what I was.
I don't care. There needed to be, he should have came out in the fucking car. Should have came out in it. Why? And then everyone acts like
or out of the back of it, like that.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
And yeah, the fans don't see the thing fucking sitting there for the whole night.
But Matt, he drove that to the arena. How they got it inside after he drove it there? Fuck if I know.
That's fucking fantastic. It was such a fuck. It just didn't make any sense to me. They tried to put over the story. I get it, man.
There was no story.
No, there is a story.
Roosh beat him up. He posed. He hit him with something else. He called some lady puta. He hit him again. He says, I make the rules. He hit him again. He laid down and flexed. This went on for 20 minutes. And then they jumped him again. First of all, if you're gonna use the car battery to jumpstart PCO,
show some. There was nothing. It was
at least have the hood open on the friggin' car.
He couldn't get.
He ripped open the fucking grill.
Destro ripped the grill off the friggin' thing. And all of a sudden, they're like, "Look, there just happens to be a Hearst here. I don't understand. And I think he drove it here, huh?"
He looked like he had.
I did it on purpose.
It looks like he had like his like fingers in like the Chinese finger trap thing. Like,
so
there
bad.
There was no sparks, nothing flying. It wasn't a good look.
And the worst part was they did that, and the match didn't end for another 5 minutes.
And they tried to sell it like he sold his soul to Destro to come back from the dead, and he. Shock life. It was just
bad.
Non-Ring of Honor.
Really bad.
Stop. Very.
Ring of Honor do not do the sports entertainment stuff.
No.
They're going to.
It's bad. They can't.
I mean, can they really?
If this is an example of them doing it, they need to stop.
Fair.
They need to listen to Joey Mercury.
Do you think this whole thing was panic mode?
What, because of the small crowd and whatnot?
Small crowd. I mean, I know we talk about it a lot. Like, so-and-so's going out of business and business is down. It might be over for blah, blah, blah promotion. But I don't know, man. I think this was flipping the panic switch, and I didn't like it.
I think Rush is a better face of the company.
Yeah, you know, if the match had been better, I might have been more okay with PCO winning, but...
Despite how great PCO is, you got to realize he's still limited, and that's probably why they did it.
Well, I mean, you've got the Rock and Roll Express successfully defending the tag titles.
And Roosh was undefeated.
Yep.
Yep. And it was a Friday the 13th? What?
Built this up for a PCO.
Friday the 13th match, they called it, or some nonsense.
I never even put that together.
Look, the show as a whole... Absolutely. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the Ring of Honor show.
Tag title match was great.
Tag title match was fucking awesome. I loved the Vincent Matt Taven match. Shane Taylor Dragon Lee was great. Villain Enterprises Bandido Flamita was great. Them pushing Cobb and Moff to the pre-show was a little annoying. Yeah.
Well, they had to make more time for fucking Bully Ray and Mark Haskins. Yeesh.
I will say this before we get... we'll go PCO, one hell of a moonsault. I think he throws the best moonsault I've seen in a while.
Because he doesn't give a shit. That's why. When you don't give a shit, it's easy to pull.
No, but he does. I think it's on purpose the way he does it.
I think PCO is the perfect example of a character who doesn't need a title.
Yep.
This title does nothing for him. It only puts in the headlines that Ring of Honor now is a 52-year-old world champion.
If they wanted to do this, they should have done it a while ago to me. To me. I think that when they brought PCO in with Brody King, which was awesome, but if they wanted to put this on him and get... Cause remember, PCO was the hottest topic in wrestling.
It would have been smart. You're onto the right track. It would have been smart for PCO to beat Matt Taven and then have Roosh beat PCO. That would have been the smart thing to do.
Well, the problem with that is there was a story with Roosh and Matt Taven that went back
to Mexico.
I don't know, man. Final battle, last show of the year. Me and Kevin went to a couple final battles when they did in New York. That's another problem. What are you doing in Baltimore?
Yeah, they had a rough time selling tickets for this thing.
Must have a great contract or a great deal.
I get it. New York's expensive, and I know they don't have the Bullet Club, and that was like a big thing when they all left to do AEW. But man, fucking Ring of Honor in Hammerstein Ballroom final battle. We saw Kyle O'Reilly beat Adam Cole. We saw Dalton Castle beat Cody Rhodes. Those are final battle main events. With all due respect to this match, it did not feel like the main event of the biggest pay-per-view of the year.
And they're doing this at a college, at University of Baltimore, Maryland, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, which is, it's not like a big school. Like you're doing it, like you should be able to like, fill that. It's not like, I don't know why I don't know why they run there. I guess because they have a good deal with them because Sinclair's out of Baltimore and this and that. Like
it's probably a cheap. Yeah, it's probably a cheap venue to do business.
But it's not good. Like when you, there's like, all you have is the ground.
Yeah.
Of seats filled and that's it. And it's sad.
Who did Shane Taylor wrestle?
Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee. I got that one wrong too.
I did too, I think, right?
I got it right.
Yeah,
you did. I remember that. I remember you picking it.
I thought they were kind of stuck in second gear for a while. Got a little bit of glimpses, but just an okay match for me.
I thought the final sequence was
great.
Yeah,
I think that's what saved it.
Landing was awesome, yeah.
That's what saved it.
Which I actually thought Shane Taylor was going to win at some point, but...
Well, I'll let you guys in on a little secret.
He's done, right?
Oh, he's out. He's done with Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Shane Taylor is?
Yeah.
Did we know that?
I did.
Well, they've been talking about it for a while.
You got the little scoop?
Well, if you...
So is that why you're fucking winning?
Insider trading over here?
No, what the fuck, dude?
It's on the internet, bro. You just got to go find it. Joey Mercury put out a list of guys they weren't going to re-sign in January, about a week ago on Twitter. Shane Taylor was on that list.
They weren't going to re-sign him or he didn't want to re-sign?
They weren't going to re-sign him. They were just going to let him go.
Well, there you go.
That's silly.
Tracy Williams.
Hot Sauce.
I don't know if those guys... If Hot Sauce... I know Colt's done.
Yeah, well, Colt, we knew. They announced it at the show, didn't they?
Shane Taylor is done, and Marty is done.
It's kind of rough, dude. It's kind of rough.
Marty's a deal breaker, but I'm not saying, as much as I love Shane Taylor and Colt is Colt, Marty is the one that you didn't want to lose.
I tell you what, though, that Jonathan Gresham impresses the shit out of me.
He's great.
Gresham's awesome. And he's a tiny motherfucker, too.
That tag match was...
It was pretty sick.
Dynamite.
Pretty sick.
Dynamite.
I liked it a lot.
On the pre-show, the tag match was like a comedy thing. I get what they're doing with your boy Silas Young and Josh Woods.
Silas Young got a win.
He got two wins.
Well, it wasn't on the
they're undefeated, aren't they?
They are.
That's right.
Did you watch the Kenny King Red Titus match?
Yes.
Didn't see it.
Dude, it's awesome.
Really?
Red Titus dropped the whole, like, weird, like, I'm a bodybuilder gimmick, and he's just going straight, like, babyface. These two guys worked their balls off. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And Kenny King's been like, what the hell happened to you? Like, he was doing that whole spiel, which I didn't know that they were doing until I watched, like, the package leading up to it. Awesome story. Great match. I could do without the pregnant wife and the kid there.
And also,
I could also do without Ian Riccaboni saying... miscarriage of justice when talking about somebody's unborn son being that was just me. I happened to catch that. He used the word miscarriage of justice when talking about somebody's unborn son in the storyline of somebody's unborn son being disappointed.
Oh, I get it. I'm not laughing, but I get it.
No, it's not funny. I just noticed it. I was like, oh, come on, man.
And Danny Cobb and Jeff. Danny Cobb.
Danny Cobb.
Danny Cobb and Jeff.
Danny Moff and Jeff Cobb was exactly what Tony said it was going to be.
Hula hula, baby. Respect.
And they chopped each other after the match to show the respect.
Of course they did.
I like that.
You know what I thought was great in the Fallout match, the tag match, when Moff was in the ring on his ass and Skrull just kind of smacked him on the head? Great fucking moment.
I didn't.
Wait, what?
I haven't seen the
Repeat
Fallout
that?
Yet.
Repeat were, then, por favor.
They were in the middle of their tag match, and it was Skrull and PCO, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Skrull's
yeah.
got Moff down. Moff's just sitting up in the ring, and fucking Skrull just fucking smacks him on the top of the head. And Moff's like, what the you just fucking did that? And he chases him out of the ring. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I don't know why you took Angelina Love, Tony.
Yeah, well, you know.
That wasn't match even close. Was everything it needed to
no,
be.
No.
What needed, you, shut it, up.
Fuck you. All right. It needed to be three.
You don't, but you.
It needed to be 3 minutes shorter, dude. Maria Manic doesn't need to be standing around the ring posing and shit for every
Manic
second.
Manic must pose.
Nah, dude. She should have just fucking decimated Mandy. 3 minutes, get out. Done. It needed to be more vicious. Her sitting around, shrugging her shoulders, it's like, all right, we get it. We fucking saw Bully Ray do that shit for 25 minutes. We don't need to see it again. Just fucking beat the shit out of these bitches and leave. That's all you need to do.
That was perfect.
Not less time.
I loved it.
I was okay with it, but it needed to be chopped in half.
I loved every moment of it.
Like yep. Val Venus on a fucking cold day. Needed to be chopped in half.
Yamaguchi-san.
Benito and Flamito.
Flamito.
They beat the Villain Enterprises.
He teams up
did
with
not see that
burrito.
Coming.
Well, you picked it.
I did?
Yeah.
Did that, I pick Villain Enterprises?
No. Me and you picked Bandito Flamito. Kevin went Villain Enterprises.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't see that coming.
No. And then I said it's when Flip is going to turn on Marty, and then Kevin asked to change his pick, and we allowed that.
So we all shit the bed.
No.
So we all got it right.
We all had Bandito and Flamito. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We did.
Yes.
It's like flavors of Doritos.
And there was no heel turn. They just lost.
Yeah, look at that.
And they all came out all hunky-dory at the end to celebrate PCO's win.
Matt Taven lost to Vincent.
That's so Taven.
Yeah, baby, yeah,
which I thought
baby.
Was awesome, and
yeah,
I like
baby.
What they're doing with Vincent. I like Bateman.
Vincent's a dirty-looking motherfucker. Jesus
It's just
Christ.
The fucking dreads, dude.
He looks filthy, man, the way he, like, his gear and everything.
That's the way he's the Horror King.
I understand. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Oh, man. Why didn't you bring this up to him when we talked to him last week?
Because he was cool on the phone.
All right. Well, he's
listening,
not
wear
I'm sure.
a serial killer shirt. I was a little disappointed in that.
Who was on it? Captain Crunch?
No, he didn't wear a shirt at all. It's stupid.
Serial killer. Kevin almost choked.
He's the worst. So he beat Taven. Taven's going to be out because he's having ankle surgery. That's why they did the spot with
Aww,
the
poor baby.
The wood.
With the choppy broccoli wood thing.
And again, Bateman is a very interesting character.
Yeah, I remember him when he was on that show.
Hogan's Family?
Something like that. I forgot.
Arrested Development?
Yes, that's it.
Well, he was on Hogan's Family, too. Remember
Jason
that show?
Bluth. Jesus. Of course they do. The money's in the stand.
There's always money in the banana stand, you asshole. Mark Haskins beat Bully Ray. Tony hated this match.
Fucking hated it forever and a day.
And Kevin took Bully Ray.
Kevin's an idiot.
What happens?
Kevin had a bad weekend.
He really did. I really like Mark Haskins, and I kind of am okay with this being Bully Ray's role, where he has a feud for somebody for 6 to 8 months, and then there's a blow-off at Final Battle. And then...
Yeah, but why does the match have to be 20 of 24 minutes of Bully Ray just beating somebody up?
Because he's a bully.
He's got the stroke.
Just so dumb.
Well, he lost.
Dumb. I know.
Oh, but he's got the stroke.
Of course he was going to lose, but it was dumb.
His wife hit him in the dick with a cheese grater.
Yeah. Oh, my balls. I got to isolate that one.
A lot of wives in this pay-per-view.
My balls. So, all right. We get it.
Well, who was the valet for in the Kenny King Red Titus match? Kenny King's valet was there, too.
A Rumble Bunny, whatever her name
I guess
is.
I guess she's not a valet or a wife, per se.
I don't think she's a wife. She's just a valet.
She was just there. Well, a lot of valets, then. How about that? There you go.
Talked about the tag match.
Yep.
With Lethal and Gresham winning the tag titles.
Cool as shit.
Fantastic. I love Jay Lethal as a heel.
Clean-shaven Jay Lethal.
Yeah, he looked good. And then, of course, the disappointing main event with Roosh.
And nobody took PCO, right?
Nope, we all went Roosh because it was just...
Yep.
It's so... When you look at the lineage of Ring of Honor champions...
Yep.
PCO is going to stick out like a sore fucking thumb.
Yep.
It's very sore thumb.
Well, what do we think of Ring of Honor's final battle overall?
Overall, I thought it was like a B show.
Yeah, I would go C plus myself.
I'll go B plus. I'm not as down on the finish as the main event as you guys. I accepted it for what it was, and once I knew what it was going to be, I was like, all right, I'll get through it. And I'll,
I think a B plus is a little high, though.
I think it was a B plus.
All right, fair enough. It's your call.
Yep.
So, January 11th, and Rush's new stable, La Fashion in
La
Grenoble.
La Resistance?
No.
Oh, okay.
La Fashion in Grenoble.
Are they part of the Japon people?
Well, he is the originator.
No, I get it. Yeah, he is.
Rush is?
Yes.
Well, fucking A.
And Vincent is teasing a stable, too.
Yes. Right? That's why Rush does the thing where he lays in the ring.
What,
the
Olive Garden stable?
He probably is listening. He might be one of the only guys that actually listens to us.
Well, Vinny Pacifico's family's listening.
Not yet.
When Rush lays in the ring, you know who else does that stupid, right? Naito does the same fucking
thing.
Naito! When's the next one of those shows we got?
Oh, don't worry. We'll talk about those when the time comes.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, baby.
That'll be during our New Year's show.
Nights 1 and 2.
Yikes.
Yikes.
That's two of the last three shows. The other one is fucking Impact.
So wait, Royal Rumble's not even the last? That's like the...
No, that's where we started. At Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so we don't pick it this year.
We have to pick it.
No.
No.
We started at Royal Rumble, so it ends
before Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Then we can start season... then we can start season two of the picks.
Oh, no, we shan't.
We might have to talk about that.
We're definitely doing picks. I'm voting no.
You're clearly outvoted because me and Matt want to do picks.
Anything, we should pick like one show a month. We should decide which show we're going
to
pick.
No, because that doesn't work.
All you have to do is make picks. What are you fucking worried about?
I hate this. You don't know how much I can't sleep at night.
That's on you, then.
I get agita.
What a silly thing to say.
I shit my pants more times this year than I have in a long time.
Like a personal issue.
I blame it on the picks.
Maybe I'll put a poll up on the old Twitsky during the break whether or not people, do they enjoy the picks or do they hate the picks?
Yeah, we're going to get a vote from Prince of Pro, Kathy Hummer.
That's right.
Kathy Hummer doesn't use Twitter.
No.
She's a twit.
She is a twit. Holy shit.
It'll be Prince of Pro. What's the rock band podcast that's on us?
Snowy.
So it'll be Snowy.
Snowy White.
Snowy.
Radioactive Metro.
Yeah, there it is. And it'll be Vinny Marsalia. Those are the three people that vote. And Vinny Pacifico. Hey.
Now, this penis party's got to go. Now,
I thought you were going to loop it.
You were watching TLC last night, but you were also watching Final Battle Fallout.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I was asking questions about one show and you were texting me answers to the other. I had no fucking idea what the shit you were talking about.
That's okay because I was watching a whole bunch of shit last night. But let me get into this. All right. Might as well start it up. Last show. Whew. Wait, did you go over the standings for the Ring of Honor?
Like, yeah.
Before we finished?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I went over them at the beginning.
I broke even.
All right. TLC. Okay. WWE's TLC.
Yay. Woo.
We missed a match because no one really gave a shit, so that's fine.
Fuck. Was that brought up in a message?
Nope.
Okay.
Nobody.
You see, this is what pisses me off about WWE. Like, they're booking so haphazardly that
Ring of Honor did it, too. They brought us Colt Cabana and Alex Shelley out of the blue.
Oh, that's true.
I forgot about that. It was a solid 6-minute match.
It's true.
You know?
So TLC was Friday night. Kind of...
Sunday night.
Whatever. Nobody gives a shit.
Yep.
I think it flew under the radar because nobody really cared. It really felt like a show nobody gave a shit about.
Can I break the fourth wall down? I just watched enough to see who won. I didn't watch the whole show.
Well, I just watched Twitter, and Twitter taught me...
not to go on Twitter?
No. Oh, okay. It taught me that Buddy Murphy and Aleister Black was the match of the night. Daniel Bryan got a haircut.
Yep.
And everyone on the internet is a doctor when it comes to wrestling and concussions, so... That's
did you see the footage?
Wait, why? What is this in reference to?
Kairi Sane.
She got knocked for a loop at one point, and Charlotte was just beating the bejesus out of her, thinking she was sandbagging. She was legitimately concussed during the match.
Wait, where was she hitting her?
I think they said the first shot was she took a hit to the monitor, like her head hit one of the monitors on the table. I don't know, but the footage they were showing on Twitter.
I see. I know where you're talking about.
Charlotte was trying to pick her up for a fucking for a power bomb through a table, and Kyrie just like completely flopping like a fish, and she was like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like she completely snapped out of it.
And so then should at you one do the point, power bomb?
No, because she fucking like sandbagged her. She couldn't get her up. And then at another point, she's on the ground, and Charlotte just keeps fucking slapping her face, like, with both hands, like, not even paintbrushing her, just, like, smacking her silly.
That's gotta be a work then, right?
No. She was fucked up,
no,
dude.
She got knocked the fuck out.
She was fucked up.
So me and Tony came in at 5-2.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
Kevin came in at 4-3.
All right.
Because Kevin... He picked with his heart again.
I picked the Revival. I picked the Miz.
You picked
behind,
the Miz.
Behind
the
Miz. Solid Logic. Rough. And I picked the Revival, too.
I took the Revival.
Tony took the Revival, too. I lost on Rusev and Roman Reigns.
Why did you take Rusev?
And I lost on Roman Reigns. Yes.
I wanted to take Corbin so bad. Why I took Roman Reigns, I'll never understand.
I thought it was going to be the end of the feud. I thought it was going to be
you
it.
See, I think
which is why I picked Revival to win the tag belts. Nope. That doesn't make sense.
No, I took Revival because I'm really kind of tired of New Day. I like the Revival. I think they should get a decent run, but didn't happen last night.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I'm so sick of when they book like 17 people on one and then they give the heel the win. I'm tired of it. Like, pissed me off. Yes, it did. So I guess they did what they were supposed
to
do.
But it gave Ollie G and EC3 and somebody else a reason to fight backstage.
It's just so dumb.
I was freeze framing to see if I saw anybody I recognized there. EC3 was in that brawl, or was that Shorty G?
It could have been Shorty G. It was really fast.
Ooh, can I shit on commentary real quick?
Absolutely. Oh, who was on commentary?
Well, I tell you, one fucking jack off with a bunch of tattoos and a fucking shitting on Taz in the fucking meantime, because that
Corey
started
Graves,
a whole other...
again?
What a fucking pile of dog shit this guy is,
He's
dude.
He's the fucking worst.
Roman Reigns is caning all these fucking jabronis coming down the
That's
ramp.
That's gotta be Kane.
All of the security guys, and they're all coming with their arms up a la Honky Tonk Man when he wants you to cut them off, and he's just hitting them in the stomach. And he goes, you know, I don't understand these security guys all leading with their abdomens. Why are you shitting on this, dude? Just fucking say he's taking care of business. He's stopping the horde of people coming after him.
Because Corey Graves is cool, man.
He's a fucking pile of dog shit.
It's the same thing. Why? It's the same exact thing why everyone runs into clotheslines.
It's
You know what I mean? Like, when someone does, like, that, go on that big clothesline spree, everyone just runs into them without putting their shit up.
I don't need Corey Graves going,
no,
I don't know why these guys aren't stopping this.
You
it's like, really?
You don't say it for the clothesline thing. Like, when someone gets the heat spot and just dropping, like, clotheslines, people are just literally running into it without putting their hands up.
And look, an Irish whip. Why is he bouncing off the ropes? It makes no sense. You fucking suspend disbelief, jack off. You're trying to sell me on the fact that Roman Reigns is lighting everybody up, not the fact that they're all putting their arms up and taking hits to the stomach.
That comment could ruin fans for the other stuff that they say.
I guarantee you he's being told to say this so people tune into his podcast where he has to explain himself.
It's so dumb.
Have you listened to it?
Nope.
Tony?
He called Vic Joseph and Taz and Samoa Joe, the modern day Michael Cole and Taz. Taz fucking lit up, dude.
I don't think that's terrible. I think that's a very good compliment.
How are you? Hold on. Samoa Joe's been doing commentary for what, like a week?
Samoa Joe is very
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
I'm not
like,
saying he's not good, but come on.
Yep.
I think it's a great compliment.
I don't think so.
What? Michael Cole and Taz in their heyday were awesome.
Yeah, but these guys have been teaming for a week, and you're fucking like heaping praise on them like that?
Was he saying that there's a similarity, maybe, as opposed to not saying they're as good as?
No, he was saying that they are as good. That's the way I took it.
I don't hate that. I think Vic Joseph is great.
Taz did.
I think Vic Joseph is great.
And the Taz commentary was dog shit.
It's always dog shit there.
It's fucking atrocious.
Now, if they were smart and they would have kept Stu Bennett and fucking let the guy talk without somebody in his ear, they would have a great commentary.
No, but see, I don't want Stu Bennett to do commentary in WWE.
No,
if
I don't either.
If they were smart, they wouldn't over-fucking-produce everything.
Yep. Yep.
It's too much. The fucking Bobby Lashley Rusev match was good.
Yeah,
it
was a good
served its purpose. All I could think about was the fucking commentary.
You know what was great
How
in that match?
How bad it was.
You saw the ending coming, and Lashley couldn't put him through the table, but right away he knew. Table on the other side. Picked him up and just threw him through that table. I didn't mind it. It screwed up. He knew it screwed up, and he just went with it.
Yeah,
and
but
that
it
was
didn't, it. I don't think it came off like a screw up.
No, it didn't. But like, I knew because I was, you know,
right.
I mean,
Well, you're, expecting you know, you're a WWE expert.
Well, of course I am. That's, right. That's
not,
why I won
he's
for
not
the
corporate
night.
Savant. Well,
I mean, I'm not corporate. But
I mean, we had to talk him to about that. Well, actually, it actually was a screw up.
I'm really kind of surprised you didn't go 7-0 on this night.
Well, you know, listen, they don't tell me everything.
He doesn't want to know spoilers from us. You think he wants to know spoilers from Vince?
That's right. I'm like Jim Ross on commentary. Don't tell me. It made the reaction better.
If he was smart, he would have cashed it in, though, since this is the last WWE pay-per-view we're picking. He could have extended his lead.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Trying to play fair, people. No insider trading like Matt here, getting texts from
no texts.
Joey Mercury.
It's on the internet, bro. All you got to do is look up for it. Instead of worrying about who's posted on your Facebook, do some research and find some information out there, people.
Did you watch the women's match? The tag
Which
title
one?
Match?
The
Kabooks?
The main event, yeah.
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
Well, I mean, let us know what happened. Like, what do you think went wrong with Kairi?
Oh, I can't pinpoint it.
I don't even know either.
But she was
She looked like she was out of it.
You don't think they should have stepped in? Was it a situation where it was like...
I'll tell you why I think it's fake. Because WWE is extremely good at having people step in, even if it ruins a show.
You would think, but I didn't see the match. I don't know.
I'd have to watch it again. They're really good at it.
But it's hard in this... First of all, there's a language barrier.
They're saying she speaks perfect English, though.
Okay. This isn't a regular wrestling match. It's a TLC match, so they're going to oversell.
Yeah, this is true.
And they're pro wrestlers. They're not going to tell you they're hurt because they don't want to not wrestle.
Or maybe they're in such a bad...
I disagree with that last point.
Maybe.
What do you mean you disagree? Daniel Bryan was going to leave the WWE if they didn't clear him to wrestle again.
Yeah, but then in mid-match... If WWE suspects
I'm not saying
wrong,
WWE. You do this all the time. You don't listen when we speak.
I heard
this
exactly
last
what
week.
You said.
Oh, here
the
we
wrestler,
go.
Not WWE. Kairi Sane isn't going to be like, I'm hurt. Get me out of this match. Because she's an athlete. And athletes don't want to get taken out of the game.
Point taken. But...
So if she doesn't convey that she's hurt to somebody, it's a TLC match where it's brutal... It's violent. They're supposed to be selling like they're dying. How is anybody supposed to know?
Yep. I don't know.
Then if she was really hurt, then that's on the referee then. On the referee.
The only thing that really stood out to me is that she sandbagged Charlotte. And you know that wouldn't have happened had she been...
Oh, you mean like she was like a bitch and totally...
No, Charlotte went to pick her up for a powerbomb
and she did the Jay White thing to her.
The what?
The Jay White thing.
Yeah.
Where she wouldn't get up, but she was like... She was fucked up.
She had a ragdoll like upside down in a bear hug, and Kairi was like, "What's going on? What's going on?"
To me, based on everything, this seems like she was okay and wasn't sandbagging, and it was just part of the match.
Let's see. I got some information right here.
I mean, I could.
Let's see here.
One thing I do like that Ring of Honor's been doing—they've been doing a lot of charitable work lately. Like I know, like we've been getting, the posts from Super Agent Mark. Who's always like putting us up, like, you know, before Final Battle, a bunch of the guys went over to like some local hospital to visit.
They've been doing that a lot. You're right.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Kairi Sane's situation, as far as the extent and nature of her injuries, has been kept quiet, although there has been talk of concussion. The only thing we've been told regarding last night is that Sane is not cleared for tonight's show. Also to note, Vince and Triple H were not in Minnesota yesterday.
There you go. Where were they?
They were conferenced in on a meeting, and the show was put together the way Vince wanted it to, but he was not in Gorilla nor producing the announcers during the show. We were told that Paul Heyman was in charge of the Raw matches, which would include the main event, which makes sense. If someone's hurt, Paul Heyman's not going to go out and stop anything. And Bruce Pritchard is in charge of the SmackDown matches.
Ooh.
Is this Meltzer?
Yes.
Smelser? I didn't even know her.
Aleister Black is cleared tonight. He broke his nose last night, too, against Buddy Murphy.
Oof.
That match was fucking awesome. Yeah. The finishing sequence.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Dynamite. I didn't mind The Fiend and The Miz. A lot of people hated it.
Bray Wyatt and The Miz.
Bray Wyatt, I'm sorry. I think it's super interesting what they're doing with the Bray Wyatt Fiend character, if you really think about it. He beats Finn. Finn is gone from the WWE. He goes back to NXT, where he falls into that category where he's better off in NXT.
Right.
It's just so weird that Bray Wyatt comes out to the Firefly Funhouse song. Like, he wins this match, and it's like, we're so glad that you're our friends. And
that's
just
true.
It's like, what? It's like, it just, it's like a sore thumb. It's so, like,
and this is the first time, is this the first time he wrestled as Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Since Firefly Funhouse, yeah.
And then he beat Seth Rollins. Now Seth is a heel. So Seth has reverted back to his roots.
Ooh.
And then after the match, we get a very young-looking American Dragon coming back.
Have you seen the meme about him being Orange Cassidy?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
It's fucking brilliant. But it's interesting, you know, like, I really feel like, and I don't even know if they're on the same show, so I could be talking out my ass.
What's that?
Aleister Black is the perfect
foil
opponent
for
the Fiend.
I agreed. They're not on the same show, but okay. I agree 100%.
Aleister Black's on Raw?
Yes.
Okay.
With Buddy Murphy.
Yep. Okay, yeah. I didn't even know where Buddy Murphy
is. Yeah, Buddy Murphy's on Raw, yeah. He went over in the draft, and he was kind of the guy who is one hell of a fucking performer, but when you turn on the TV, you look at Buddy Murphy, because they haven't really done anything with him. So you look at him the same way you look at... Remember when we talked about the Raw after like the draft? I was like, Humberto Carrillo, Buddy Murphy. And you were like, channel-changing city or something. Because they don't do anything with these guys.
No one cares. And, well, Humberto Carrillo beat Leo... No, he beat Andrade.
Andrade,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are doing stuff with him now, but it's like to the point where like I still don't care about Humberto Carrillo.
I guess AJ and Randy Orton was supposed to be on this. It got moved to tonight.
Great.
And
sure you were
Shinsuke
there,
and Braun was going to be a match.
Come on!
What?
But Braun's not cleared? Is something wrong with
him? Wait, no. Shinsuke's on... Oh, they're both on SmackDown. That's right.
And they're supposed to be unveiling a new U.S. title tonight.
Oh, no. For real? Yo, we got to put this on.
Wait, isn't Shinsuke... Wait, do you...
Shinsuke is the Intercontinental the IC champion.
Yeah, and he's with Cesaro and Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Rey Mysterio is the U.S. champ.
That's right.
Oh, God, this belt is going to look goofily big on Rey
Mysterio.
It can't
be any worse than the belt that currently exists.
I'm so glad they decided to get rid of that. Way too long. That belt is so terrible.
You don't like it?
No. I hope they bring back John Cena's spinner. Word life.
This is basic thugonomics.
Were you...
What?
Jesus, let him fucking finish.
Well, he said, Were you
disappointed in the Viking Raiders open challenge?
No, that was probably the best outcome that I could have imagined.
Yeah, and
like the best opponents.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, who else are you going to put?
Oh, I have no idea. Again, I don't really watch the WWE anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Throwaway pay-per-view. What do you think overall?
I mean, it was like a C.
I can't even rate it.
Yeah,
I
can't.
In fairness,
I can't
because I didn't watch a lot of
yeah,
it.
I watched it, unfortunately.
I was okay.
You went through the whole thing eventually.
I watched Bobby Lashley and Rusev was on when I got home.
I saw that
Leo too. Rusev.
Yes.
And then this afternoon I watched. The New Day Revival match was good. I'll give that. That was an A+ match.
It'd be impossible not to have a good match between those two guys.
But again, it's just like...
Or four guys.
I felt like a very throwaway...
Yep, that's what they are.
Like, nobody gave a shit.
That's why I'm afraid it's going to happen to NWA if they keep... If they start moving
December
the monthlies.
December pay-per-views, man.
But if, like... Even, like, Final Battle, even though I shit all over the main event, like, that had, like, a big event feel to it.
It did. Agreed.
Like, TLC was just... And it could just... Be for me because I'm not watching the WWE product on a weekly basis, so maybe that's why it felt flat, but it felt nothing like, not even close to NWA. NWA hit a fucking home run.
Going back to the poll that you put up, like, which show are you more excited for some reason, I knew there were three, right, that we were covering and talking about. To me, the WWE one, despite how terribly I know it was booked and how awful, like, the promotion was for it, that, to me, for some reason, WWE is ingrained in my head. That's the one I was looking most forward to. It was. And coming out of it, NWA Power was the best one. But I just, it's weird that I don't think that's ever going to change for me. Like, I think I'm going to look at the WWE pay-per-view as the one I'm looking forward to the most, despite how, like, AEW and WWE can run in the same night. Actually, that might be the only exception. Is that I think if they ran the same weekend, I would be more inclined to be looking forward to AEW. Anything?
No.
No?
I just, I don't... I've asked you before, and I just don't. What do you like about the W? Like, what the product they're putting on TV right now? What not? What have they done?
Right.
Like, what are they doing now? Where you're like, I can't wait to see this,
Matt.
Kevin,
the answer to that is nothing.
Okay.
But I think you were right when you said that I'm programmed to WWE. I think you're right about that. And I'm finally starting to realize that.
But
like, I am programmed to WWE.
Right. Which is, look, no, we're all there.
That's why
we do this podcast.
Yeah.
But now there's just so many different options.
Right. I guess it's sticking with what you know, I guess, is the best answer I can give. And I do watch NWA. I do watch maybe not so much Ring of Honor, even though I try to as best as I can. But NWA is a show I go out of my way to watch.
Right.
WWE, I'm home. I watch Raw. I watch SmackDown Live on Friday night at home.
Karate.
I don't know. It's...
Is it convenience? Is it easy? You just know?
Probably. Yeah, but AEW is up there now. So let's just throw that out there. I stay home on Wednesday nights now to watch AEW. Like, that's your highlight of the night or the week. That's my highlight of the week now, too, nice. Is watching AEW.
And it's weird because I've tried to tune into NXT, and it's like I'm in for like 5-10 minutes. I'm like,
It's so good, though.
I know, but
it's
like...
so good.
And I feel the same way with Raw, too, and Raw could be like
Raw's not good.
So Raw could be great, and I'm just like, Like, I'll put it on. If I catch something that might, like, you know, pique my interest, I might stay with it, but otherwise... I don't know why it is. They could probably have the greatest thing on and be like, okay, that's awesome.
So you're like the opposite. You're like deprogrammed.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I still watch it, like Matt said, because it's there. Yeah. Hey, Raw's on. Let's see what's happening on Raw. If I catch something on there and if it catches my interest, I'll stick with it. If not, it's kind of like when you cycle through the channels and you're like, ooh, Ferris Bueller's Days Off is on. I got to watch that for a little while. Okay, this is the scene where Rooney fucking hits on the girl at the bar and then she fucking spits the soda at him. Okay, I've seen that.
I'll throw another Matthew Broderick movie out there, War Games.
War Games.
I always, if War Games on, I stop what I'm doing and I watch War Games.
But like, I won't even watch the whole thing.
No,
like,
right.
I'll watch it to a
point
and be like, okay, I remember this scene, you know, and then I'll stick around for this
scene. Because it's always on BBC America and there's always commercials.
Well, there you go. That's the other thing. Like, you get into it and then a commercial comes. You're like, well, I guess I'm done with this shit. Because I ain't sticking around to fucking learn about life insurance while I'm waiting for Matthew Broderick to come back.
Reverse home loans.
You might want to.
I'm already covered, dude.
Oh, okay.
So make sure
you might want a reverse mortgage with Henry Winkler.
I could buy fucking swampland in the Everglades with Emilio.
With Matt?
No, Eric Estrada.
Oh, God.
Remember that shit?
You didn't even hear this one, huh?
Oh, ooh, do tell. You got a story?
Yeah, I got a story for you.
Do you have time for it?
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Right. We started way early, so this is like a marathon tonight. I love it.
This story was so funny to me. I want Matt to tell it on the show.
So I did a pizza truck event Friday night, and here in the New Jersey area, it rained cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I did this gentleman's party last year. I did not enjoy it. It's a gross embarrassment of humanity.
Oh, baby.
So I did not want to do it again.
Was it a penis party?
It was not a penis party. It was a group of older people who act like they're 21 and they just need to figure it out.
Guidos?
The worst.
Oh, really?
The worst.
Guido?
Like, tans?
Whoa.
Chains?
Yes.
Open shirts?
Yes, like they're going to a fucking $2,000 plate dinner, but they're going to a fucking house party.
Oh, my God.
In Bergen County.
Oh, my God.
So.
And they hire your dumbass to go up there.
Well, they're friends with the owner, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
So.
Do they call you Matt or do they call you Pizza Man?
No, they don't even talk to me. The guy didn't even talk to me.
He's like, yo, Pizza Man. Yo, let me get 2 of pepperoni.
So, there's a group text message in the morning with my boss and this guy. And I tell you, same spot as last year, in the driveway, out of the way of the valet. Yeah, you're
ooh,
good.
Ooh, the valet.
It's fucking jerk off city. Great. Mind you, it's raining.
Elizabeth.
Wait, can we play guess the town? Like, will you wink and a nod to me if I guess the town?
Sure.
Alpine?
Nope.
Really? Hohokus?
Nope.
What else is up there?
I mean, I know what it is, so I can't.
Oh, well, then you know what? Forget it. It's not a big deal.
I don't even know if it's in Bergen County. I could be wrong.
Well, there you
I'll
go.
Google it right
did
now.
Did you cross the border?
You just took out Eddie Edwards with your mic stand.
Oh, hard to kill Eddie Edwards.
That's right.
I'll put it in the machine for you here.
While Matt Googles that, Kevin,
What?
You got any plugs?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Morristown, New Jersey, the Horseshoe Tavern. Kevin Garifo, stand-up comedy, baby.
Love it.
I swear I'm funny.
Yeah, it's in Bergen County. I was right.
That town?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't know that town was Bergen County?
You could say the town, right? Are we not allowed to say
I
the town?
I don't want to say
the
town.
Okay, we don't have to say the
just
town.
Just in case.
I mean, not for anything, Kevin, but...
I know the town.
I mean, you should know the town.
Well, he told me
I know the
town,
too, and I said Bergen County, and then I just want to make sure. That's right. Anyway, that's not fucking... It doesn't matter what county it's in. It doesn't fucking matter. What?
Alrighty.
What?
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 Look at the Hall of Fame.
Go fuck your hand.
Dude, look at the bottom of the Hall of Fame here. Stupid ass.
Living in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I could have pointed it down there. All right, whatever. Fuck, gives a shit. Gives a fuck.
Shout out to Ryan and everybody over there.
Shout out to fucking Allison K's ass over there. It's
what
flat,
does everybody want?
Flat as a poster.
Oh, beautiful
so
butt.
So I get to this house.
Oh, wait. So he can shit on Allison K's ass, but I make fun of somebody.
I said beautiful butt.
No, him. Not you.
Oh, yeah. I called him out for it.
Never mind. So you went
to
this.
Yeah, I'm going to shit on her butt. That's what she's into.
That's right.
That's right. So like I go to this house.
Ass,
I show up.
Oh, boy.
I pull in the driveway.
Nobody's there.
No, there's a lot of fucking people there. You're never going to let me tell this fuck. You know what I should have done? I should have shit all over the NWA like you shit all over my New Japan news, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, but you like NWA. Yeah.
I do, but I should have done it just
New
to spite
Japan.
Him.
I love Tanahashi. Shut the fuck I love Ibushi.
Let me finish this stupid story because this is going on way too long.
I agree.
I love it.
Because you keep fucking interrupting me with your fucking dumb Mickey Mouse socks on.
Hi, Matt. Where did you go to the party? Oh, you've got a pizza truck, don't you?
So I get there with the truck, and the spot is blocked. So the valet guy goes, and he talks to the owner, and the
spot
guy
blocker.
Says, park on the yard. And I go, that's a terrible idea, because your yard is a fucking swamp. He says, just put the truck there. It'll be fine. And I said, it's not going to be fine, but okay. So I put the truck there, and I stood in the fucking mud for 2 hours, and I made pizza, and the servers couldn't get to me, and nobody could get to me. And then when it was time to go home, guess who couldn't go home?
Would you blow the finish?
Matt and his pizza truck were fucking stuck. And I tore the shit out of
I was
going to
say, I hope
yard.
You wrecked this shithead's lawn.
I fucking...
They should have had Bruce Prichard tell the referee to tell you to go home. Go home. Go home.
So after rocking it back and forth.
Wait, did the meatheads at least come out to help
you
push?
Oh, no. Come on. They're not getting their Gucci
bro.
They're not getting their Gucci shoes fucking muddy. What are you kidding me? Covered head to toe in mud. Soaking wet.
Mudski.
Miserable. I had to call a fucking Uber. I had to tell this guy I'm leaving your pizza truck here for the fucking rest of the night.
Oh, you didn't get it out?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I left it
That's
there.
That's what she said.
So then you had to go back to this jack-off's house
no,
in the
no,
morning?
No, my boss went back, and he got a wrecker to come and pull it all 8 feet that needed to come out just so it gets to the sidewalk.
Oh, I would have laughed so hard if you and your boss went back with, like, planks of wood.
Oh, no, my boss went back with planks of wood.
God.
And my other boss was like, that's not happening. Let's just call. Let's just call a wrecker.
This was the most... The way he described it, this is doing it justice, but it sounded like the most miserable night.
Oh, it was the fucking worst.
Of anyone's
I got
existence.
In the Uber, and then the Uber driver's like, hey, how's your Friday night going? And I went, miserable. She said, nah, come on, it's Friday night. Oh, you see that pizza truck right there? It's mine. It's stuck on the yard. I can't get it off.
Stuck on the yard. Foot and a half of mud.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Like you got a picture?
Oh, yeah, I took pictures.
Oh,
come
no.
on. Say my first rodeo.
That's right.
It looks like a fucking... that first tire looked like a chocolate glaze from Dunkin' Donuts. You couldn't even see the rim.
Swipe to the right or the left. There's another picture of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should have put a picture
oh,
of
there's
your
cat.
Butthole.
Yeah, there's next... my cat. No, there's a lot of pictures of cats.
That's not Muda, is it? Is that the new one?
Well, this is a black and white cat
yeah.
under a Christmas tree. It's Muda.
Muda looks young.
Hey, he's a
Muda's
handsome boy.
Old as shit.
Right, hey. I'm not going to throw this back to you because I'm going to fail at it. Hold on.
Go ahead. It's empty. Oh, I know, God. But right, to my luck, it would have went all over the place anyway.
So, back to the wrestling talk.
That's right.
You said Wednesday night is must-see TV on AEW. I also watched the AEW this week. Now, I know it was a week ago.
That's going to be tough.
So let's, can we refresh? Did you watch AEW?
I may have.
Big Swole versus Emi Sakura?
Oh, yes. Yes. I watched that match. Thank you for bringing this up. Big Swole is like Little Swole, dude. She's tiny as shit. But Sakuraba, whatever her name is, yo, she was vomiting like a friggin' fountain.
Oh, that's
right. That reminded me when Shane Douglas was so out of shape in Impact and he was puking all over the place. I was like, what's this bitch doing? That was the first thing that went through my mind.
That's a crazy bitch.
I mean, Sakura.
Bad, dude. Bad, 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 bad. And
maybe
I kinda like
Swole. Maybe too much Sakura.
Dude, it was fucking terrible.
Oh, come on. No selling that.
I you're right. I didn't sell it.
The match went way too long.
Way too long. Lots of vomalicious is over there going
I like the Big Swole. I've never seen her, but I'm a fan.
Was this when Cody teamed up with QT Marshall?
Yes.
Why?
Against the... Because the stipulation...
The Butcher and the Blade.
Stipulation was they could pick his partner.
Oh, they picked his partner.
Yes. And then there was a history with Cody Rhodes putting over QT Marshall or Marshall, whatever. I don't even know.
In the from
a while ago.
Yeah, that segment they do on Dark from Diamonds, Nobody's to Diamonds or whatever it's called.
So there's a little bit of history and storytelling between Cody and QT. And
Well, he's also the trainer for AEW, isn't he?
I don't know if there is a.
I believe he
actual,
is.
I mean, Billy Gunn's there, D. Malenko's there, Arn Anderson's there. I guess QT is there.
QT Marshall.
And he had a hell of a promo from the old...
Well, post-match...
Oh, all right.
Cody, can you know, the thing is, like, he has no friends, and then post-match, Darby comes down and helps him up.
And just shakes his hand and brings him up, yeah.
And now they're taking on the Butcher and the Blade this Wednesday.
I like that.
Well, there's a history with Cody and Darby.
Because that was Darby's, like, first main event.
Yeah, the time limit draw that they went to.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes, but MJF responded to Cody.
Great promo. I think we talked about this when it happened. A little too long for MJF, as good as he is.
And he's got Waldo with him now?
Wardlow.
Why does he need muscle, too? I thought Jake Hager was going to be the muscle.
He's not in the inner circle.
I read an interview where he was talking about having MJF in the inner circle. Never mind. I got my shit confused. But we need another big mouth with muscle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I think Wardlow's a star.
So we're going to get Wardlow versus Jake Hager?
I would love
why?
It. At some point,
I
would
know.
Love it.
Don't the muscle heads have to beat each other
up or
something?
Sure, at some point, but why can't he just be a dude in a suit right now? How long was it before Diesel wrestled?
Yeah.
When he was just a bodyguard?
Ugh, you're going to compare this guy to Diesel?
At first?
Oz. Vinny Vegas.
Or how about this? How about I compare him to The Wall, who was Berlin's bodyguard?
Door, get it? I get it.
No, it's not what I was doing.
Wall
but
blow.
Kevin reached into his bag with shitty
WCW. That's right.
Moxley killed Alex Reynolds to start the show.
Who is signed, by the way, now?
Yeah, the Beaver Boys, right?
Is Alex Reynolds joining the Dark Order?
I don't know.
I saw that weird shit on the hotel TV. Whatever.
Yeah, that was cool.
John Silver unfriended me, by the way.
Because you're a piece of shit.
I want to throw that out there.
Why?
Who fucking cares, Kevin? Jesus Christ.
Maybe our listeners do.
No, you're the only one that cares.
That's right.
Wah.
He's big time now. He's got to start cutting down the list.
Yeah, does he know that I'm corporate?
Well, that's what I mean.
Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, good call.
Maybe he heard you were corporate.
Oh.
So he doesn't. He's the anti-establishment now.
Oh, there you go.
Now,
I just haven't talked about
it. When his contract's up.
Yeah.
And then maybe we go back to
corporate. Maybe I'll get a request and I'll be like, declined.
Ooh, corporate.
No, I can't
do
that. John Silver's a kicker.
Nyla Rose wasn't on this week, right?
No, she's still suspended. Jericho did cut a promo after the Moxley match, though. He got in the ring and he offered Moxley a Inner Circle t-shirt.
And what did Moxley do?
Jericho left and Moxley said nothing.
Ooh.
But it came off like he's not seriously considering the offer.
No. Ooh, Swerverino. Maybe he will.
Maybe he'll do the old DDP, put the shirt on. And then
drop
double arm DDT.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, dirty deeds on that shit.
That's copyrighted, by the way.
What, did you have a problem with Kip Sabin, Tony?
Did I have a problem with him?
Yeah, you called him like Vanilla or something.
I felt
like
there was a tweet or a message.
Him teaming with
Sean Spears?
Yeah.
No, did I?
I think
maybe
so.
I did. I don't know. What did I say?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going back through our messages to find it.
I don't know.
You sent it, so you thought it.
All right. Well, I think a lot of things, as you know.
That's true.
And now Penelope Ford is now with Kip Sabian.
Kip Sabian,
if that was a thing before, I apologize. But that was the first time I saw them together.
They did like a backstage thing, I want to say on Dark a couple weeks ago.
Probably.
Omega and Paige beat Sabian and Spears.
That's a thing now, because they're going to have a tag match this week, too.
Who?
Omega and Hangman. I think they're fighting the Luchasaurus. No, the Lucha Brothers, I think.
I think you're right.
Well, those are two guys that could use a couple of wins.
Well,
you know?
They're playing up the thing where Page left the Elite. So, like, after the match, Kenny went for the high five, and Adam just left.
I didn't even see that.
Ooh, dissension.
So there's still a little dissension there. And
wait, they're playing off he left the Elite from New Japan?
No. He left it on the show, being the Elite.
Oh, okay.
And they're really building up that Sean Spears likes Kip Sabian's attitude. Him and Tully are trying to recruit him. Tully was not at ringside, and then in the middle of the match, the lights went out, and they came back on, and Tully was tied up on the stage with Joey Janela. So I guess we're still going with the Joey Janela, Sean Spears.
I missed that.
Tying up an old man like that. Shame on you, Janela.
He's a bad boy, Tony. What do you want from him?
They're teasing that Paige heel turn.
Ooh.
Here's one thing I don't like about AEW.
What don't you like about AEW?
This Brandi Rhodes thing.
She sucks.
The collective? Nightmare Collective?
Oh, like it's kind of like the Straight Edge Society 2.0?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we have the Dark Order, and we're finally getting our legs under them.
And we have the Butcher and the Blade.
And now you're going to give me the Nightmare Collection?
Yeah, there you go.
Which is kind of seems like they're on the same page as the Dark Order.
Ooh, you said Page Toys.
I wonder if that's like...
Adam Page is on the same page? Is Paige?
Please.
Is Paige joining?
I have to know.
Paige!
Have to know what you're looking up on your phone right
Nothing.
Now.
Nothing. I was just going through emails. It's Christmas time.
Going through emails in the middle of the fucking show.
You can tell because everything was like, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah,
after everything we talk about.
He's done.
Ooh.
He talked about everything he watches. He doesn't give a shit now. Vinny Pacifico, 8:15. Tony, you might as well go upstairs, cook your kids some fucking chicken fingers, watch some shitty fucking video game.
Shitty video game. Raw's coming on. I want to see that new belt.
Watch some shitty video game YouTube stuff with him. Me and Kevin will take care of it.
That's right.
You fucking asshole.
Ooh. I was agreeing with you that there were too many factions already in AEW, jackass.
Now, next week, next week, though, Kevin, we're going to show up. There's going to be Christmas lights up. There's going to be fucking pizza out. This whole bench will be clear.
There's going to be a valet.
Yeah, the bag of wrestling figures will be gone.
I'm
going to
have a pizza truck parked on my front lawn.
He's going to roll out.
Next week, make sure you join us. Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Going to roll out the fucking extra large carpet for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh, baby.
You fucking dick.
Ooh.
Me and Phil.
Oh, I saw that, Tony, by the way.
What? Here's my thing.
He gave me the middle finger by scratching his nose.
No, I got nose hairs that poke out past my nostrils and they bother me, so I have to scratch them.
Pull them out, man.
They hurt, dude.
Be like the Butcher and the Blade. Just pull them right out. That's how they got their name.
I wouldn't flip you off like that. I would flip you off like that. I wouldn't fucking
Hulk.
Wait, you do one of these with the.
No, a friend of mine fucking did that once, and I thought it was cool as shit.
You still do that?
No, I could do this.
What
too.
Are you from 1992?
What, this or this? Yeah. I like the knuckles forward. I think it gives it a little
what
class.
Are you two fucktards doing?
People, I think they're cool when they give the middle finger with the other one like right next to it, hovering over like a fucking chaperone.
I do, like, the double knuckle kind of.
Oh, you do that? I don't think I can do that.
My finger's old. I need more knuckles to hoist it up.
Oh, there you go.
What the fuck?
Then you come to Matt Hardy. Oh, that's right. It's like the Matt Hardy. Take one down. Oh, no.
Are you done Wrong pontificating one. About AEW?
Almost. I was watching Kevin
try to figure out how to work my hands.
Well, Luchasaurus beat Sammy Guevara, and then Jericho and Hager sat in on commentary, and there was a post-match fight where Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt got the pinfall on Jericho.
Oh, Jack Perry and the five-year-old? What?
Yes, every internet troll, you fucking piece of shit.
I will. Ooh!
Ding!
I will say this about the rating system. I do I'm not for it, but I do like that.
Holy
you get,
shit! I gotta look up the updated ratings. The
I thought you had that ready to go.
No, he has our pay per view picks. He doesn't have to do everything.
Oh, speaking of pay per view picks, you never gave everybody the overall numbers at the end. No, he didn't.
He said he was one up on both of us, and we're tied.
Yeah, but he's got to give us the numbers.
What difference does it make?
I am 224 and 118.
There you go.
And Kevin and Tony are 223 and 119. Me and Tony went 16-8 this week, and Kevin played 500 ball at 12-12.
That's right. That's enough to
keep
a job.
Wait, we went 16-8?
Yeah.
So Kevin fucking dropped 4 matches. Wow.
Yeah, Kevin had a terrible weekend.
Still enough to keep a job, though.
Wow. I'm only one behind you two idiots.
I'll be batting 8 in the lineup. No problem.
We got 3 shows to go.
No problem. But I do like the unexpected stuff of you don't necessarily know who's going to win each match. So I'll give them that. Like Luchasaurus, like Sammy Guevara is a guy that they want to push really hard. But then Luchasaurus, who's I guess is another guy they want to push really hard,
but that
beats him. I was like, all right, I can get down with that.
I feel like they're working themselves into a corner, though, because
of course, I said that since day one.
But it's getting more and more that feeling where it's like the same 12 guys all wrestling each other.
Their entire roster is 12 guys, Tony.
But that's what I mean. Like, and they have 2 hours to fill. It's not like NWA where it's like, oh, you know, we could put like two or three matches on and like, or even two matches.
Are you ready for the rankings?
Yes.
All right.
See if I can guess now.
All right, number one?
Moxley still.
Yep. Ooh. Number two?
No way.
Part of me wants to say Luchasaurus.
No.
For real?
Pac?
Pac is number three.
For real. Is number two who I think it is?
Who do you think it is?
It looks like Kenny Omega.
You are correct.
How is he number two?
Because he got some wins.
He won one match.
He's 5-2 as a... You don't watch AEW Dark, that counts.
Shit,
those matches
that.
Count. He's 5-2 in singles match, and he's 9-4 overall.
All right.
Number four is Cody, which I know everyone's kind of...
I wouldn't even... I wouldn't even have guessed
Shouldn't him. Even be in the top five.
And number five is MJF. So it's the same rankings as last week.
No, Cody just should not be in the top five because he's not allowed to get another title shot, right?
He could still be in the rankings, though.
What's the point?
Well, he could never get another title shot as Jericho is champion or
no,
ever?
Ever.
It was
ever,
ever, right?
Ever, ever,
right.
ever. He's
forever,
in the Tim,
ever?
He's
ever,
in the
ever?
Tim Storm company. No
because
more title
you
shot.
Can use him as a pawn to help put other over other guys. Matt Speaks takes two. Jesus Christ, fuck my life.
Matt Speaks takes two.
Fuck you.
That worked for me.
Fuck face.
That worked for me.
The women's rankings.
Put it in a Hearst.
We could put this whole show in a Hearst.
Really? Don't do that.
I've been needing a drink for a while, motherfucker.
Well, wait. No, Kevin, relax. Really?
No, I'm getting up because we're going to take a break soon, I got to get up anyway.
Kevin doesn't care about the women's rankings anyway.
Oh, is Pukey McVomit number one?
All right, there's been a huge shakeup in the women's rankings.
Great.
Huge.
Let me guess.
All right, you want to guess who's... guess who number one is?
Britt Baker.
You're looking at it, so this is not fun.
I can't tell.
Kevin, guess who's in number two?
I can't tell who number two is. It's a blonde? Chris
Statlander. Yes.
How is she number two?
She's 2-0.
Against who?
She beat Sheeta, who was the number one.
Oh, Sheeta. Oh,
Sheeta. Sheeta drops to number three.
Good for her.
Tony's girlfriend's number four, Nyla Rose.
How is she still in the top five? She's suspended.
But she hasn't won or lost anything, so she's good.
Fucking ridiculous.
And then Emi Sakura is number five.
Pukey McPukalot's in the top five.
Yeah, but she's only 1-2, so I don't really understand.
How is she in
that.
The top five at 1-2?
Well, probably because there's not as many women's matches.
So let's see here. Britt Baker and Kat.
Tony?
I hate this.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm really starting to hate the rankings.
I think Big Swole should be at number five because she debuted and she beat Emi Sakura.
Yeah, Saka Puka over there. Pukahama.
And then your tag teams.
Too much Saki Ruma.
Hi, I'm Sakaruma. Come visit me. Oh,
come visit me in my Saki Ruma.
All right, so number one.
Early checkout,
I have to wrestle Brandy. Oh, no. Oh, wait, Nyla Rose? Wait a minute. Oh, no, Britt Baker.
Yeah, but Saki Ruma, you can have the main event on the AEW Dark.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh my god.
Wait, Saki Ruma, how do you feel about Cody still being in the top five rankings?
Fuck this shit.
You know what, Saki Ruma, all that bile from all that throw up, you should probably go see a dentist. Don't. Will you stop?
Alright, go ahead.
This is, yeah, he should have been on the soundboard.
I didn't do anything.
The fucking worst. Do you know who the five tag teams are, dickhead?
Oh, are we still doing this?
You wanted the rankings. We got to do the tag teams.
Kevin wanted them. I really didn't want them.
Young Bucks are in first after they beat the Proud and Powerful in the Texas Street Fight on Dynamite.
Of course.
They dropped to number two, Santana and Ortiz. Best Friends are number three. Lucha Brothers are at four. And the Dark Order, number five.
Those fucking
they replaced Private
are still
Party.
Winning.
Omega and Paige aren't on there?
No. They only
they
won
had one match, yeah.
Fucking Dark Order.
So that's your AEW rankings.
Great. Oh, we got more
December
wrestling.
13th.
Great. Of 2019. whatever. Hey, we got more wrestling talks to do. Vinny Pacifico is calling us from some time zone somewhere, and I think his family's listening too, so we better be on our best behavior.
But too late for that.
How do we always say at some time in the show?
Hey, got the Pacific Coast. Back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
I was waiting for the turnbuckle throwbacks.
Why? Because you turned your mic on. That's no, they were in there, dude.
Oh, that's
you missed it.
That's usually, there we go.
I changed it up a little bit.
Don't do that to me. We're going to take this time to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Gotta thank everybody!
If you want to do that, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/Wizards Podcast.
Wizards Podcast!
As $1 a month, you can support the show. And all the funds go to us, and it helps us maintain.
I just we get all your monies. All the funds go to us.
Right, it doesn't go to anybody else. It helps us maintain our equipment. We get new headphones. We get new microphone stands, jacks for the soundboards, merchandise that we try and pawn back off onto you. So,
give to you.
I've been doing a lot of Twitter contests. I went to go to the post office. I had to send fucking Kratzo his fucking mail to Austria. What a pain in the fucking balls that is, by the way. I come up with a better system. That kid gets a fucking gift card to Outback. I don't even know if they have Outbacks in fucking Austria.
Hello!
That's not Austria.
Oh, it's not? Oh.
Those are your headphones. Those are...
How did that happen? Oh, baby.
Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. If you want to listen to Tony dribble on about Greg the Hammer Valentine and Tito Santana for $3 a month, we'll plug your name on the show. We get hundreds of thousands of listeners. Over 40 countries? How many countries?
12.
12 countries. 40 oh, I mean, good. Oh,
you said 40 and I went down. I should have went up. Sorry.
67.
But your name can be heard in another country and not in like a in the post office on the wanted board. Like in a positive
well,
way. Like you support the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. So for as little as $1 a month, we mention your name. $3, we mention your name. And you get a watch-along, a monthly watch-along. You never know. We might do a bonus watch-along. Tony loves the 80s, so he did one to Greg Valentine and Tito Santana. And if that doesn't make you want to set your Christmas tree on fire, I don't know what will.
Into the fire!
Exactly. Jump into
nice.
The fire. Kill yourself.
Nice.
Should have played Jump in the Fire.
Jump in the Fire. Don't make faces. Kevin made fun of Bobby
Fulton.
No,
I was making
week.
Faces at him.
Why? What did I do?
I don't know. What'd you do?
Jump into the fire.
Into the fire.
Into the fire. This is Metallica. So let's get this over with because we got Vinny
yeah,
Pacifico.
Yeah, come on, fuck these people.
He's going to call them. We got lots of news and notes. We got to talk MLW. AOP, Danny and Anthony Rusinello. Cindy Ardone, The Smoke Show. Dark Helmet, Ryan Arthur. Kathy Hummer, the Queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Crockville, the King of the Shining Wizards in Austria. Enjoy your Outback gift card. Mike Martinelli, Sean Calejo, Sean Toe, Kate the Great, Matt
yeah.
Garifo, no relationship to the K, J, G, Brett Simonello, what do you know? What do you say? Scotch, drinks more. Matt Mellinger, who doesn't get enough credit because he does send us a weekly wrestling roundup email that Tony probably deletes because he's blind as fuck. But we got that going for us. Corrine from
Radioactive Metal.
Metal she's hot.
Yes.
And she has nice cheekbones,
yes.
which I noticed in a picture on the Facebook the other day. She has nice cheekbones.
A picture?
A picture, yes. Okay. All their pictures, you can only see your face. You can't see your body. So what's the fucking? Just take a body
Whoa.
Shot. What are you doing, Corrine?
You want Corrine? You want to send Matt some more DPs?
No. I told her no more dick pics, please. Fucking pump the brakes on that. Although, again,
what?
It was an impressive specimen, I must say.
Impressive.
And of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are gonna be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
That's I do know what you mean. And if you're doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, Amazon.com
yes!
/ShiningWizards.
Amazon.ShiningWizards.com will take you right to Amazon and do your shoppings, and we get some monies, and everybody's happy.
Next Monday here.
Oh, no.
December 23rd, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Matt's going to take over Shining Wizards Christmas Party. We have to watch shitty Starcade 1999 with Phil and Choppy and Bill and Jay and Sam and whatever other fucking gooligans are on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. So make sure you tune in.
Wait, we're watching the full show?
No, we're not watching.
Okay.
We're talking about it.
We're doing
a throwback, Dak.
Right. We're going to do a throwback. Everybody, come on over. So Phil's going to take a bus, a boat. He's going to want to kill himself.
A bus,
but
a boat.
He's going to get here. When he gets here, he's going to call me a fucking, a mook,
A hand job.
He's telling me to kill myself. Yeah, hey, I'm in a Brooklyn accent.
You want these sausage fingers?
Yeah, stick my sausage fingers in your asshole. Tony's going to open up the whole Studio A to them like he never does for me and Kevin. So be prepared for me to piss and moan about that because, you know, they'll be Christmas lights off. They might have fucking seat warmers. Who knows? But you're going to want to tune in because we're going to have
seat
a good time.
Seat warmers?
Yeah, you never know.
You talking about Phil's ass?
It's your problem, not mine.
That's right.
But that's going to be an awesome time. We always have a great time. The holidays are
well,
a great
five
time.
Of us will. Matt will be bitching and moaning for 3 hours straight.
I had a great time last year. That's where the Ultimate Bowman came from.
That's right.
Forgot about the Ultimate Bowman.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in next week. But, of course, coming up later tonight, Vinny Pacifico. We're still going to talk some MLW. I got some newses and some notes. We got a couple people that died, so we're going to talk about that. We got to give a shout-out to Mike from the Midnight Jury. Unfortunately, he lost his brother. So thoughts
Ooh.
And prayers go to Mike and company over at the Midnight Jury.
Damn. All right. Yeah,
yeah, it sucks
for sure.
This time of the year, man. Yeah. But send those positive vibes at the Midnight Jury on Twitter.
Or send some prayers if you're a praying person.
Yeah, whatever you believe in, man. You want to send them a bag of Skittles? Whatever. If it makes you feel better, it makes you feel better, right?
I would love a bag of Skittles. That would always make
right.
me feel
Tony
better.
Tony always sends fucking edible fruit, so we got that going for us. What you do?
Edible fruit.
He does. Every... Fucking edible arrangement.
That made me laugh so
every
much.
Fucking time.
Edible
without
fruit.
Fail. Oh, you fucking jerk off.
What?
Just saying. You're a jerk.
Vinny Pacifico might be joining us soon.
No, he's calling in soon.
Yay. Does
a
he have the number?
Minutes. He does have the number.
Watch him show up.
I'm going to ask a fucking million questions like he did to me today.
Oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, too.
All right.
Matt, do you want to, in the meantime, if you have some time to kill, one?
Oh, yes. Shit.
This is a belated birthday present.
Kevin got me a belated birthday present.
And I feel like it's an incomplete, weird birthday present, but you're, I think you'll appreciate it for what it is.
It's half a dildo. Is it half a Hulk face?
It's half a dildo. He cut the balls off.
It's not what I wanted it to be, but it's good enough, I think.
All right. Some tissue paper. Ooh. Ooh.
But you'll see why it's not complete.
Looks like we got a Series 10.
Yeah, the tag, yeah. Some Lucy, Leo Bush.
Some Lucy, Bush Quackers. All right. We
but
got,
that's, yeah, so.
We got, I want to say that's Luke.
That's Luke.
Ooh, that's Tan Pants Luke.
It's Tan Pants.
Right. Look at that, he stands up. He's got the jumping action.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Yeah, he does. You push down on his back, he leaps. Right?
No,
you
don't, he absolutely doesn't.
He's well, what the one, does he have?
He's the one where he lifts up his arm and his leg is
no
a stump.
No way! That's awesome! Yeah. But he's got, like, he looks like jumpy torso. Is that why it's half a gift?
No.
No, because there's no, there's no hats.
But I like it just the same.
So, the goal here, henceforth, is to get hats at a price that I can afford.
Would you call them men without hats?
I would call them the Bushwhackers.
Kevin, thank
hat.
You very much.
You got it.
I appreciate that.
No worries.
One step closer.
I know.
Well, I got in on
you
a,
needed those, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I got in on a raffle today. I don't know if they ran it yet.
Ooh. You only need like four more figures, right?
I need a couple more.
Like four, five.
Six, seven.
Ted DiBiase.
I got the Ted DiBiase. You got that for me. Ted DiBiase. My birthday.
Hey, hey.
Ho, ho,
this penis party's got to go.
Hey, hey, Pacifico. This penis.
Yeah, come on, let's get the show on the road, buddy.
Vinny Pacifico's calling in 3 minutes.
Three? He's late.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's calling 8:15. How's
I
he
late? I have 8:13 on my computers.
You're a moron.
So then he's still early.
Not if he calls in 3 minutes,
sorry,
Kevin.
I gotta see if I won this raffle here, guys.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Shout
Kevin,
out to the
Devils
to
win.
To the hat? No, they're not playing. They stink. They traded Taylor Holiday though.
Oh, Holiday?
Oh, is that big news?
Yeah, big news.
So
I mean,
what
expected.
Else is Richard's brother gonna do now?
What?
Holiday?
No, Taylor Hall today.
Hall today.
They traded
I thought
Taylor
he said
Hall,
Holiday.
Former MVP of the league when he came to the Devils. He was the guy that got them to their first playoff berth since they went to the Stanley Cup.
You might as well be speaking Chinese. I have no
idea.
No,
it's a big deal in the hockey world, and I'm sure my sports
is it
fans,
a Craig Steele big deal, Kevin?
No, nobody's a big deal Craig Steele, brother.
That's a good call.
Nobody is. That's some day one-ish right there, brothers. That's Usos day one-ish. But, yeah, Matt, let me know if the qualities are better from somewhere else. Thank you to the Hustle Man, Hassle Toy, for those. By the
no,
way.
I like. They're perfect. Yeah, what do you mean? The quality's great.
For display purposes.
Yeah, I like it. I dig it. I dig it.
So hopefully I can find the hats at some point. Maybe I'll go to the hat and find the hats.
Hey, there you go. Go to the hat and find the hat.
That's it, baby.
Yikes.
So that's there's that. Yeah, so back to, I guess, real sports talk. I lost my fantasy football. Finally got beaten. They forced me to tap. Dalvin Cook ruined it.
I just want to know you guys are talking about this nonsense, and then Matt's going to want to plug.
No,
I'm begging
for one of you to fucking stop me.
At 7:57.
8:57, it's going to be like, hey, let me hurry up and tell you about New Japan. And then he's going to get pissed off when I get pissed off at him. Speaking about getting pissed off.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Shining Wizards Hotline. Supposed to be in studio, but the weather was shitty. The one and only Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, how are you tonight?
Vinny! Woo!
Very, very good. How the fuck are you guys?
Good. Where are you calling from? It sounds like you're in a hurricane.
Oh, close. I just ran to the deli to get some groceries, and it's fucking pouring, so, yeah. What are you guys up to?
What kind of groceries are you picking up there, buddy?
Some milk.
Some. Are you
gotta get the milk and bread!
Are you worried that you're gonna not have any milk and bread tomorrow?
No, funny story. My brother-in-law just brought home a bunch of donuts. And he's like, yo, we need some milk. And I'm like, fuck it. I'll get some milk.
You weren't like, bro, I got to do a podcast interview right now.
I tell it to him. He's like, oh, I need some donuts. And I'm like, all right, you want donuts? I mean, you want some milk? I got you some milk. So
donuts is
some milk. I got a few shaving cream for my face. And yeah, that's really it.
Donuts doesn't seem something that's in the Vinny Pacifico diet. You're a very healthy looking fella. What donuts do you like?
I like the easy, the basic glaze. I like blueberry.
Did we lose you?
The two of you saying, do we lose you at the same time?
No.
Vinny. Oh, there you go. There you are.
We thought we lost you. We thought you drove into a cliff. Off a cliff.
Drove into a cliff? Jesus.
You said shaving cream. I'm looking at a picture of you in the gym. It doesn't even look like you have any stubble on your face. What are we shaving here, buddy? Come on now.
I shave my face every day of my life.
Every day?
Yeah, I don't know if that's like healthy or not, but like I hate having facial hair, so I shave every day pretty much.
What's the undercarriage situation? We shaving underneath?
Under my neck? Yes.
Good answer.
I mean, if you're going to be the kid, I guess you got to have a clean-shaven face.
Of course.
Of course. But I've been thinking about maybe possibly, since Brian did the switch to the no hair, no beard, I might grow my hair out and grow a beard. We'll see. Who knows?
Kevin's,
what do you think of that?
Kevin's trying to talk. His microphone's still not on there.
So you're not a big fan of No Shave November, huh?
Oh, I shave every day in November.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, right?
So, Vinny.
Kevin, wrap your microphone. What's good?
Oh, we're fine, baby. We're good to go.
Oh, Kevin's good?
Kevin's good. He turned his mic on. We're rocking and we're rolling over here. We covered all things professional wrestling, patiently waiting your arrival. And as I'm on your Twitter page right now, at VinnyPacifico1, I see a little Ring of Honor dojo action. Let's talk about some Ring of Honor, my friend.
Let's do it. What's up?
You tell me. You were there, Bound by Honor. You did a little Ring of Honor dojo action.
Yeah, so, okay, here's the story. I trained at the original Ring of Honor dojo in Bristol, Pennsylvania, under Will Ferrara, Cheeseburger, and Delirious. I got those people, I got to say, helped me become the wrestler I am today and the man I am today, because they are one of the nice people out there, genuine people, which I believe is probably the most important thing you could have in wrestling, is being a genuine person, because it's rare. So I trained there for 2 years. Eventually, they moved their dojo to Baltimore. And they have tryouts. So I did the dojo tryout in Baltimore last October. And for some reason, I performed the best I've ever done in my entire life. I don't know how I did it. Maybe I was just motivated. Who the fuck knows? And I had the best weekend of I did really well in the drills. I believe I did really well in the promos. And they saw my progress throughout the weekend, the tryouts. And they selected me to train at the new dojo. And with that, I was granted opportunities to wrestle for Ring of Honor throughout the whole year. So yeah, that's really, really, that's been my, the height of my career, I feel like. Ring of Honor has helped me grow as a person, as a wrestler, and they've given me opportunities that I would not have otherwise, the dojo and the tryout.
Is Ring of Honor a destination you'd like to, end up at?
100%. Anywhere that could have me living off professional wrestling, even the indies too. Like, if you live off wrestling in the indies, that's great also. But the goal for me at least is to live off wrestling any way possible, you know. Honor is definitely a goal, because the locker room is great people, great atmosphere, great energy, great vibes. And you know, the 2018 word vibe, I guess I'm saying it, but the vibe in the locker room is very, very, you know, positive. So that's the only locker room I've been in that's like a TV company, so I can really only speak for them, but the locker room is bar none any locker room I've ever been in.
And I'm on checking out the old Facebook ski, and you know, you put the poster up with all the companies that you've worked for, obviously Ring of Honor, our friend Luke Hawks at Wildcat, you know, XWA, CZW. So, like, what is a typical weekend like for you when you are booked? Are you booked both days? Are you booked one night? Like, how booked is your schedule?
It varies. Some weekends are three, some are two, some are one. The most I've had was last summer. I had 2 weeks in a row. 1 week I had 6 days in a row, and 1 week I had 5 days in a row.
No, I mean, that's pretty. No, that's fantastic. I mean, a lot of people can't say that. So
I did a Midwest run, so I had a Monday and Tuesday in Jersey. Fair show. I did Monday and Tuesday that, then I drove out to the Midwest, did a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then came back on Saturday and did a show here in Jersey, and then Sunday I did a show in PA I can't remember the names of the shows, but I know one was Rockstar, IWA Mid-South, Warriors of Wrestling. Yeah. So that was a fun fucking weekend.
So how many...
I love being actually, sorry.
No, it's fine. So how many years are you actually into the business? Are you like two or three and then these opportunities start coming? If you've been in it longer, when did these opportunities start to come to work at all these different places?
Okay, so I'd say I started having the opportunity to fly places. Once I got to Ring of Honor, people started to, I guess, like it's a huge platform. So more people have their eyes on that. So once I started working for Ring of Honor and getting that under my belt, more companies started to reach out. I started flying out places like Texas, West Coast Wrestling Connection in Oregon. I did Hollywood. So a lot of these. So like once you like, I feel like connections are very important in wrestling, you know. So I feel like once I was able to get to Ring of Honor and really show what I had to offer there, that's when the opportunity started rolling. But I gotta say, I've been wrestling for, I'm 21. I started at 15, 16 years old.
So you're literally just a kid.
Yeah, for the most part.
You should know better to be out driving around in the snow on the phone.
Oh, buying want to milk. Story, actually? Let's do it.
As an older man, I'm going to scold you, youngin'. You should not be driving in this weather. It's dangerous.
You're right. But guys, I have a really funny story to tell you. It's not funny, but it's kind of fucked up, but it's pretty good for the situation that I'm in.
All right.
So
let's hear it.
You mind?
Not at all. Let it rip, yeah. Potato chip.
So I had a last year, beginning of last year, I had a show in Rhode Island on Sunday. And I had a show in New Jersey on Saturday. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I have a friend I'm staying out there with, a wrestler who I'm staying at his house, who lives in Rhode Island, so I could roll with him to the show. But I figured wrestling on Saturday, Jersey, and going straight up to Rhode Island. From Staten Island, it's a 3.5-hour drive to Rhode Island. But from Jersey, where I wrestled, it was only 2 hours. Or two
wow,
hours.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I saved the time. So, but it was a huge snowstorm. But I was like, fuck it, I have a four-wheel drive car, let's fucking go all the way to fucking Rhode Island and save myself half an hour instead of driving the next day. So I drove up, and I got into two car accidents on my way there. And, yeah. In the snow.
See, you youngsters, you just do whatever you
stop.
Want.
That's terrible that you're playing that awful
I show. Played nothing. Thank God you're okay. Didn't a bunch of guys from Limitless Wrestling get in a terrible car accident like a couple years ago?
It's people, yes.
Kevin Blackwood.
Yeah. And Daniel Garcia and all those guys. What the fuck? Don't be driving in the snowman. Come on.
Snowman.
Get this. The next day, the snow was gone. It was hot out.
Of course it was. There's no such thing as global warming.
It's unreal, man. Unreal.
So we have I'm sure we have a lot of mutual friends. One of our very dear friends is one of yours as well, Sunny Kiss. So speak to, like, what can you say about his success now of course signing with AEW and all that stuff? What does that mean to you? Do you guys still keep in touch and how does that make you feel when someone like that gets their shot that's, as far as we're concerned, well overdue?
My first day of training, I was 15 years old. In ECPW in Jersey, the wrestling school, and he was one
wait,
of
wait, 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 wait,
oh boy, oh boy,
we gotta stop you right there.
Are we talking? Are we talking ECPW Lake Hiawatha?
Yes.
Let me tell you, I don't know if you know this. The man to my left, the Tony Z of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Former commentator for Tier 1 Wrestling, by the way.
Gino Caruso, ECPW trained, by the way, before you were fucking born.
Yep. Long before you were born.
That's awesome, yeah.
I guess. I mean, if you're into Gino Caruso.
I was there for 4 months.
I am so sorry.
And I got to say, Sunny Kiss is one of the nicest people I ever met in my entire life. And it's just great seeing someone like him someone who's like genuine and like real get opportunities that he's getting. And I've also wrestled him a few times too, and he's an amazing wrestler. So he's everything he deserves.
Who did you train with while you were at ECPW for 4 months?
Gino, like who trained me, or who was I with in the school?
Well, both. I mean, like who was still there training when you were there training? I guess like who were the trainers? You know, who was coming up with you? Like we know Sonny Kiss spent some time there as well, but who else?
Kiss, Bradley, Sonny Kiss, Aaron Bradley, the Graysons, and. Yeah, well, so like Corey Dillinger, and then a few months later, I started training at Worries of Wrestling. Once I realized that I thought you had to be 18 to train there, but that wasn't the case. I started training there until I was 17, 18-ish, and then that's when I went to the Ring of Honor Dojo when I was 18.
Wow, look at that. And it all started with Gino Caruso.
Yeah.
Have you recently worked any ECPW shows?
Funny story, I have never worked for them in my entire life.
You know what, kid? You're probably better off. I'm just going to throw that out there, okay?
Wow.
Why do you say that? Damn. Wow. Why do you say that?
Because Gino Caruso's a carny, okay? I'm going to throw it out there. I've had some run-ins with Gino Caruso back in my day. I was at a show where he tried to put fake blood on his head, and the plastic from the fake blood packet stuck to his forehead. Stick to the Luke Hawks and the Warriors of Wrestling. You'll be fine. You don't have to come back to Jersey.
Love Luke Hawks. He's great.
He's the best.
Man, yeah, he's awesome.
You had him on the show?
Yeah, oh, yeah. a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yep. So what's next? Awesome. What's next for Vinny Pacifico besides milk?
Besides milk and donuts. what's next for Vinny Pacifico?
Hold on. How are you eating donuts? I know Tony mentioned this before. You're in great shape. Like, I look like I eat donuts for a living.
Holy shit. You know, I don't know. I'm only having one. It's okay, so I was in ShopRite. I saw on sale for $1 a pack of donuts. And my brother eats a lot of donuts. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll get it for him because, you know, why not? I'm
a Is your brother a fat kid?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm a fat kid,
adult.
So.
Fat adult.
Fat adult. But, all right.
He's like 38. Who knows? I don't know how old he is. But I bought him the donuts, and they were fucking icing on top with fucking fruit pebbles.
So, ah. Yeah. Sounds like the diabetes.
Sounds like breakfast.
Sounds like a good breakfast, right?
Yeah, it's got fruity pebbles on it. That's breakfast.
All right. Well, I want to double back. Before you answer the question I asked you, how about this? In a nutshell, how would you describe Vinny Pacifico's 2019?
Holy shit. Wrestling-wise or just life-wise? Well,
overall, yeah.
My 2019. Holy shit. Where do I start? It was very eventful. Like, I've done a lot of really cool things that I never thought I would do. This early on, at least. Got my apartment. I live in an apartment in Staten Island.
Nice.
What else did I do?
All right, so what's 2020 have in store for Vinny Pacifico? We talked Ring of Honor before. Clearly, they're going through a change, and the locker room looks like they're trying to get younger. They're bringing in new people. Is there a smidgen of chance that maybe Vinny Pacifico finds himself in a Ring of Honor ring again?
I would say yes. I always speak into the world. I always speak positively. I really would love that. I really hope that happens this year. But so far, 2020 is looking very good. I have bookings up until May or June, and things are looking really good. I can't say, like, I posted it today or yesterday.
I'm reading it right now. I'm reading your post on Facebook right now. One of the biggest opportunities of my career, announcement coming soon. When I say don't count Vinny out, this is why. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have the platform, Vinny, so go nuts.
He's probably not
ready. I really can't say it yet because it wasn't announced yet, but it's a really big one, and I'm really excited for it. And it's something that I could say really, it's a milestone in my career that I never thought I'd be able to do, at least it's early on, I would say, but I'm very excited for it. And I, like, I don't know. A lot of things in my career came without, I mean, in life, things happen that you don't expect. So I guess these are one of the things that I didn't expect happening. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's really cool. I'm really excited for it.
All right, awesome, because I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I want, you know, you don't have to give me a straight answer, but like a little bit of a nod or a sound would work. Will Vinny Pacifico be jumping into the fire?
Hopefully.
Okay, is Vinny Pacifico going to be exploding like dynamite?
I hope, I mean, I hope, I really hope.
Is Vinny Pacifico really going in Raw?
Raw dog.
Damn. Wow. that would be very, very cool. I mean, I don't think I have any anything coming up with them, or but I do hope that'd be a really cool opportunity too. Keep going, sorry.
Is Vinny, is Vinny going to the major leagues?
Ooh.
That I'm not sure about. Ooh. That one I have nothing to, that I can't answer.
Ooh.
All right.
I don't like the secrecy here, Vinny. I got to be honest.
No,
with you.
I like it.
I like it. Let him.
I like the mysterious.
Let him put it out as an, on his own time.
Vinny, I got to ask you.
Oh boy,
where? Give me the genesis of "Don't Count Vinny Out."
Holy shit! Okay, this is, I'm glad you asked. So I was 17 years old. I did a show in Long Island. I tore my ACL.
Oof.
Yeah, and. Love the sound effects.
trying to give you the full experience since you didn't make it out to the studio.
I'd love to. Yeah, I mean, I'm on time constraint. I'd love to. Tore my ACL. I continued to wrestle a few more weeks, and then I found out my ACL was fully torn. Very, very upsetting. I was like, all right, you know what? People at Ring Stereo have like 16 knee surgeries. Guys have came back and became even better from this injury. So let's fucking go. Let's fucking put my head down and fucking go forward. Did what I had to do in fucking rehab. Rehab my knee really well. I went to Raritan Physical Therapy right in Jersey. And I was in that training with Mohamed Sanu, football player, and like guys in the NFL. It was really, really cool. And they fixed me up real quick. And I'd say I'm even better than I was before. So I thought, okay, don't count Vinny out. Don't count myself out. That's something that I've always believed in. And since and this is before Ring of Honor, so don't count Vinny out. Like, I use that in all my everything. I use that. That's like my go-to phrase in life. So right from that, once I came back from my injury, I was like, don't count Vinny out. This is something that, like, held people down, or this could end a career. I mean, not really anymore due to, like, technology, but this is a really good story that I was able to find who I am as a person, find who I am as a friend and family member and wrestler. So, like, once I had this injury, I learned who I really was. I've learned who's by my side, what friends I really have. And I learned so much about myself and about wrestling while having this injury. So it was a life-changing experience. And some blessings happened in disguise. And that was one of them, I'd say, because I probably, honestly, I don't know if I would have trained that. I don't know if I would have went to the Ring of Honor dojo yet if I didn't tore my ACL. Because when I tore it, I was still training at Warriors and a few places. I think every now and then Monster Factory. So I was like, okay, let's think of something else I could do, like something that me coming back I could do different. So then I messaged Will Ferrara, who I am very close with. Our families are very close, and he's a trainer at Ring of Honor. The new one and the old one in Baltimore. I mean, in Bristol that I went to. I said, "Hey, Will, I would love to come to Ring of Honor. This is a place that I would love to be at, and I hear great things about it." He's like, "Hey, Vinny, listen, I see how hard you're working, and I'd love to definitely have you come to the dojo." So I went to the dojo and I learned so much. And my other trainer, Cheeseburger, who I met through the dojo as well, and Cheeseburger's helped me change the person too. Because if you ever met him or talked to him, he's one of the realest people you can meet. Nice person out there. Loyal, like he's a great friend, and you could really always count on him. No pun intended.
Without a doubt. And Cheeseburger's great. And you mentioned blessings in disguise. I think the sky's the limit for you, my friend. So
thank you very much.
There you go. That's all I had today.
Vinny, I got to ask you. It looks like you got to spend the weekend with Teddy Hart. You got a Teddy Hart story?
Oh, please tell us.
All right, so I was at the show with Maria. Okay, so I had Warriors Wrestling this Saturday. Great, really good show. We had a great turnout, great crowd. He was on the show. Maria Maddox came also, who I know from Ring of Honor. And I've known her for years on end. And she came, we talked, and they are, them two together, if you've seen their YouTube account, if you've seen their stuff, they're insane together. Great people, though. I got to say, they're both, like, one-of-a-kind people. Like, real. I can only speak in my experience. I only judge people based on how I know them. And they have always been very nice to me and very real to me. So, yeah. It was fun. I got to hang out with the cat, Loyalty. That cat was, like, the friendliest cat ever. I have a cat at home who bites me daily. So it's pretty cool to have a cat, like, not bite me for once. So, yeah, really fun weekend.
Your cat bites you? Fuck that cat.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
My last two cats bit me, like, all the time. They always bite for some reason. Like, I mean, they would bite my girlfriend, and then they would bite me, and then they act nice when they want food, and then they bite you again. And then the final straw was when, well, my last cat passed away, but that cat, well, he was sick, so that's why he was biting people. But it bit my grandmother, and that was like a no bueno, you know what I mean?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, dude. Cats shouldn't be biting grandmother.
In your face!
Would you stop that? I'm sorry, I'm sitting here with a bag of douche next to me. I apologize for these awful sound effects.
Well, that's okay.
That would have been cool. No, it would have been cool if you were here, though. Like Matt said, you would have got the full experience. But how bad is it out there?
Jesus.
How bad is it out there?
It's pretty sucky. I'm just literally driving around my block so I could. I don't want to go in the house and be on the phone. I don't know who's there. I think we have company. So I'd rather just be in. I'm driving around so I can talk to you guys without any whatever the fucking word is.
Interruptions.
Wrestling?
Interruptions, yeah, sorry.
All right, well, we're on the line with Vinny Pacifico at Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter. You want to give him a follow, check out where he's going, what he's up to. He's doing a lot of great things in the world of professional wrestling. Vinny, we do have to let you go because we are up against the clock here. We're going to take a quick break. But before I let you go, I was on your Twitter, and I saw something a little interesting, and I thought maybe we could send you off with a little sing-along since you seem to know all the words to this song.
Oh no!
Oh shit!
And if you're up for it, it's cool. If not, I'm gonna play the song anyway. Is there anything you want to tell your fans if they're listening before we let you go? Because I can't have you drive around the fucking block in the goddamn storm, Vinny. What are you doing?
I do it for the podcast. No,
love it.
So it's gonna be tough to do it on the phone, but this week I'll definitely drop one for you guys. How's that? And I'll tag you in it. How's that? I'll tag myself singing My Humps by, I don't know, singing Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, by my Black Eyed Peas. You want to get down?
Fuck it. Want me to sing it now for you
guys? Let's do it. Can you hear it?
The first few seconds. I'll be the first few seconds. How's that? With all that junk. All that junk inside your trunk. Inside your hump. Let me get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little hump. Check it out. I do it on the daily. Wait, I'm here. I can't hear. Bring me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Sangi and Madonna. Harry, baby, sharing all their money. Got me wearing my brother, I am asking. They say they love my passion. 17 true religious. I say no, but they keep moving. So I keep on taking. All right, I'm done. Have a good night, guys. Thank you very much,
Vinny,
for having me.
Vinny, that was the best. Awesome. That was fucking
that
amazing.
That ruled, man.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, thank you.
Have a good night.
Be safe. Stay in touch. We'll have you on again in the future, brother.
That was awesome.
Vinny, thank you. Have a great night. Be safe out there, man. Seriously.
You too.
Thank you, Vinny. Vinny Pacifico at Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter. Give him a follow. What a good time that was. I can't believe he's driving around in the fucking storm.
He was going to offer to do a video and like tag us in it. And then he's like, screw it. I'll just sing with you guys. That was cool as shit.
Yeah. Don't count Vinny out, baby.
Never.
Don't count Vinny out. Vinny's a great guy. Look, it's hard to go from going to be in studio to having to
run errands
and call while you're going to get milk. So it's completely different vibe.
Don't go get milk, dude. Like, fucking be safe.
He needs milk with his donuts, bro.
His brother needed milk.
You gotta have donuts.
Tell my brother, go shit in his hat. I brought you donuts. That's enough.
Easy for you to say because you're the oldest, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. See, he was the youngest. He's probably the youngest.
His brother's probably like, Vinny, you gotta go get me some milk, man. He's like, oh, come on, it's snowing. No, man, go get me some milk. All right, I'll go get you some milk.
Yeah, just like that.
Poor Vinny. And then he's gotta call us. He goes, my brother's getting me killed. He goes, we didn't get fucking milk.
Well, you know, stay home when you have a podcast interview scheduled.
Oh, I feel like shitting on something. Can we talk New Japan?
I thought you wanted to talk MLW.
Yeah, let's talk MLW.
All right.
Much improved from last week.
So funny? There was so much, I totally forgot about MLW. That's because I like MLW, which is so weird.
We had three great matches this week, Kevin.
All right. MLW actually did a great job.
Lay it on me, baby.
We had King Mo and his super secret surprise tag team partner.
Was it Dennis Rodman?
What?
King Mo is fucking garbage, by the
way. Oh, he is. No, you're right.
He fucking sucks. And they put Dan Lambert on goddamn commentary.
That was dog shit.
Oh, my God.
Why does that name ring a bell?
Not so great.
Because he was with...
Top Team, wasn't he?
What's his fucking nuts?
Colby?
Impact.
Josh Hartnett?
Top Team.
Josh Barnett.
Yeah.
Wasn't he with them?
Yeah, America's Top Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Lambert was the owner, right? The blonde dude? Like
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, King Mo is under his banner. Yeah, great. He sucks on commentary.
Fair enough.
A fucking friend.
Yeah, King Mo was rough. ACH looked awesome.
He's like
short-lived.
So the show opens with Injustice in the ring, and they're going nuts. They're not in the opera cup.
That's what he was saying. That's why I said it.
I said opera cup. No,
he said copper up.
They're pissed because they're not in the opera cup.
I don't blame him. I'd be pissed.
So they're yelling, they're screaming, and they're like, "Somebody needs to come out here and take care of these guys." And then fucking
King Mo comes out. Crown on.
And then Den Lambert's there, and he's like, "Oh, they came in the back, and they said they needed somebody to go out and straighten somebody out." So King Mo came out in his fucking sneakers.
Yep.
His fucking crown.
Yep.
Guess what?
I thought it was a tiara, dude.
You're not Ken Shamrock. You suck at MMA and you suck at wrestling.
So there's like three different people in three different promotions wearing a crown right now, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Baron Corbin, King Mo, and the third one escapes me, but I just saw it today. Is it Jericho?
I have no fucking idea.
No.
Sorry, Kev.
No, it's fine. It's all right. I got nowhere to go with this, but I'm just saying.
So we get the non-champion guys from whatchamacallit, from Injustice.
Taven.
Taven, yes.
Oh, yeah, Taven.
Yeah.
There you go.
In the kingdom.
Jordan Oliver and Cotto Brazil get the call against ACH and King Mo. And ACH, of course, takes the beating because, you know, King Mo. Ugh.
King Mo's garbage. That's why. Say it. Just say it.
He's garbage. All right.
Thank you.
I don't know why you thought I was holding out on you.
Don't count King Mo out.
But we get into the Opera Cup tournament. Oh, first, we get Christmas present from MJF to Richard Holiday.
And I tweeted at Richard Holiday today. I said, if you told us, I would have told you this was a terrible idea. He gave MJF a Max Mini.
Yeah. I thought it was Gino Gotz with a fucking... MJF scarf.
Was it kid like the Luchador Max Mini?
No, it was a kid dressed up like MJF.
He gave him a Mini Mini MJF.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, MJF said it was dog shit. It was terrible. He looked nothing like him.
But then again, in fairness, MJF gave him these supersized AirPods. And
he was jacked up about them.
Yeah, but of course he couldn't put them in his ears. They were like this big. He was just holding them up to his head.
It's the thought that counts.
That is what it is.
Extra large. Then listen... Richard Holiday's got to have his ears to the grindstone, so you might need some extra girth there.
How do you like that poll? They were in a bar, and the bartender brought them Starbucks.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's right. You're big time. You're big time, baby.
But anyway, let's get to the good stuff. We had Timothy Thatcher against Richard Holiday. Great match. Loved it. Did you like it?
I did like it. You can't turn your back on Timothy Thatcher, though.
No.
He snatched you.
So. And the Holiday headlined a show, I think, in Tennessee.
He's part of the Bobby Eaton, Thank You Bobby Eaton show.
You Eaton?
Him and Paul Roma were the tag team.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Well, he trained. Paul Roma
trained. Yeah, of course. I already know this, but I'm surprised to see Paul Roma do a show in Tennessee.
He said Paul Roma could go.
Thank you. It says thank you show to Bobby Eaton.
I did not know that.
Eaton?
Eaton.
That's got to be a fun show. I can't wait to check out that card.
It's on Fight TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they did. There was another wrestling show on, and it had a bunch of New Japan and
that was
Impact guys in the Midwest.
Well, I know Follow was somewhere in Tennessee. I don't know if that's the same one. I don't think it is. Knoxville Follow was that.
I know the show that tore the house down was Red. Red?
The house. He was the six-way champion. Was it the House of Glory show?
No, it was Red, Rocky Romero, and maybe TJP against the Rascals.
Sounds like PWG, but that's not a
thing. It wasn't PWG, because it was Minoru Suzuki was wrestling...
oh, baby.
Ooh. Tom Lawler, maybe?
Filthy.
Dude, there's a lot of wrestling that happened this weekend that, I mean, I'm not going to say flew under the radar, because I guess there is no real radar.
No, a lot of it flew under the radar.
But there's no radar for shows like that. No offense to the show, like, it's independent wrestling. That's crazy that all these guys are booked in the States and booked on these shows.
Yeah, Warrior Wrestling.
Oh, sorry, not to be confused with
what are
Warriors
you doing over there, dude? You're killing
I'm set up weird. It was in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, there you go.
And let's see.
Baba ran.
Suzuki beat Tom Lawler. Brian Cage defeated El Fantasmo.
Well, there you go.
Will Ospreay, Rocky Romero, Amazing Red beat the Rascals in what was an unbelievable main event. People are saying it was like a 5-star match.
And that's on Fight?
Yes, that was on Fight as well.
No replays for that, though, right?
I mean, I'm sure you got to pay for it. Lance Archer beat Brian Pillman Jr. in his terrible fucking hair.
That's what it is. Well, which one now?
Archer. I mean, he had the blonde hair at the Opera Cup. He beat fucking TJP, which I didn't see that coming, Tony.
It was
a good match.
It was a great match. I didn't see that coming, though.
Have you seen Lance Archer's hair lately?
Lance Archer, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Well, I mean, if...
It's a murder hawk. What do you expect?
Well, I mean, if you're going to criticize Pillman...
I'll criticize the shit out of Brian Pillman. Don't you dare disrespect the US
I'm going to criticize you. Will you stop fucking yanking on that microphone?
I yank at it like it's a ding-dong.
Fucking annoying as shit, dude. Stop!
Which get to the chopper. This is for all the people who don't like what I eat on air.
Who wants to go in the toilet first, Luke or Butch?
Your mother. How's that sound? Cock
really?
Eater.
Really?
Butch ring the bell.
Whoa. No, he's too busy giving Luke
Kurt Angle made an appearance. You like the TJP Brian Pillman Jr. match?
I liked it. Not as much as like Thatcher and Holiday, but Thatcher's more my cup of tea anyway.
So Brian Pillman Jr. and...
TJP.
Timothy Thatcher advanced.
In the second round, yeah. They face each other in the second round.
Yeah, next week it's MJF and Hammerstone, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Low Key.
Are we getting that Taipei match, whatever? Because Mansoor was on again.
No, because they're doing at
the Lights
taping,
Out match.
At the tapings in January?
No, I think they did the Lights Out match. They did the Darkness match already. They did it at the tapings.
The 0 hour tapings on January 11th will have Mance against Havoc in a no rope barbed wire match.
No, you see, it's different because they do the one without the hoods, the one that Mance was talking about.
Oh, yes, the hoods. I'm sorry. I completely forgot about that. I don't know when we're going to see that.
Probably not next week if they got those two stacked matches as well. That King Mo match, the tag match, that went a little while, too. They gave that some time.
I fucking hate King Mo, man.
No, I get it. I understand.
So that's at the tapings, the 0 hour.
Ooh, Selena was being interviewed by that woman, and she was like, didn't I tell you I didn't want to talk to you last week? Why do you think I want to talk to you this week?
I'm guessing that's Alicia Atout.
I guess, maybe. Yeah. And then she started chasing Gino Medino.
Well, Conan was having a meeting with Gino Medino, too.
Gino Medino is like the hot prospect
Yeah, hot topic there. Oh, did you see Mark Adam Haggerty?
Yes, that was awesome. Yes, very cool.
Awesome for him.
He's got some good pipes, that kid.
Well-deserved.
Kids going places.
Hope so.
Me too.
Yeah, so Tom Lawler. Oh, and there was a fucking segment with the goddamn Von Erichs. And they're all
you
sitting
didn't like
there,
that?
With their fucking no shoes on. And Kevin's like, I remember when Chris Adams turned on me.
That was good stuff, man.
You boys are better off for it. Let's go cliff diving and not blow our brains out like everybody else.
Why does he sound like fucking like Bruce Springsteen?
I'm the Hawaiian Bruce Springsteen. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I play a ukulele.
Hey,
well, ukulele. We're going to go down to Honolulu, and we're going to do all the things that we shouldn't do.
The screen door slammed on Layla. Yeah.
Layla. My father was a Nazi. But it's okay, because it's not me. It's he hated the Jews, and I don't wear shoes.
It's all a work. Don't get the blues.
I'm a Nazi. And we're gonna go down to the county line. Asbury Park, or rain or shine, I'm a Nazi. And we're gonna make ourselves right at home. MLW with no shoes are allowed. Oh, I'm gonna pray to Selena Day, Lorenta. Oh, wait, of course we don't pay no renta. Cause we're Von Erichs.
I thought we were Nazis.
And we're Nazis. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, you got Skull Von Fritz.
Skull Von Fritz.
It is raining too. Oh, no, it's just a spritz. It might snow, but we don't know. Because we're the Von Erichs. And don't you know that we're Nazis? And one of us is kind of cute. But don't you know he has just half a foot?
What?
He's a tornado. And he's a Nazi.
He's kind of cute. We learned
cute.
Something about Kevin today.
Well, he's the best looking one of the bunch. Can we?
Well, there were two more of that. We're not that good at this wrestling thing, so we're going to stop at Cracker Barrel in Texas.
They didn't serve us because we weren't wearing shoes.
That's right.
They said, get out of here because we like the Jews.
But no, no, just the opposite. Because we're Nazis and we're the shits. Oh, we're the Von Erichs.
We're fucking Nazis.
They told me no shoes, no shirt, no service. I got 2 out of 3. How do you feel about Nazis?
All right.
Wow.
It's all because Skull Fritz Von Erich played a Nazi.
Yeah, Skull Von Crush.
Skull Von Nazi.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, that was on MLW, too.
Wait, that's what we were talking about?
We were. Yeah, right. So they got a bunch of...
love the Jews.
Jesus, man.
Really?
I do love the Jews.
I'm friends with some Jews, man.
It's all right. I don't think that's as bad.
Kevin takes it too far.
Lawler versus Ross Von Erich is set for...
Well, I just wrestled Tom Lawler. Afterwards, we're getting our hair done at the beauty parlor.
Wow.
Because we're not Nazis.
Also, MJF will take on Marshall Von Erich. If MJF wins... the Dynasty will get another tag title. If Marshall wins, MJF can't challenge the Von Erichs for the titles again.
Ooh.
Well, my name's Marshall. I'm a character on Paw Patrol. And I just like you anyway. Because I'm a kid show. And we're
I'll stop this right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Piper Nevin from NXT. She has Bell's palsy.
By God!
Jim Ross, he tweeted
Wait,
that.
Wait, no, stop. Yeah. He sings about Nazis for a half an hour.
Well, it was his gimmick. His gimmick was he was a Nazi.
So and he made fun of Bobby Fulton's throat cancer last week, too.
Oh, that's right.
Look at his face. He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
See? Look at that. He doesn't remember. Also, this Wednesday night, they're going to kick off NXT with Adam Cole, Finn Balor.
Baby!
No commercial breaks.
Because Finn won the triple threat last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not to be outdone, AEW's counter-programming with a non-commercial breaky match, too.
First of all, they never had, like, you ever, like, Jim Ross say, like, we're going to be right back, yet the show is still on with, like, the
yeah,
side?
Yeah, but they're not talking. Like, it's kind of there, but it's not there.
But he caught himself a couple times this week, or last week, where he was like, oh, we're not going anywhere. And he saves himself a little bit. I guess they're trying to... I guess they don't have producers in their headset.
Yeah, Jim Ross is at the zero fucks given mode.
Well,
he's
look,
I
think it's just a timing thing because they did it on NWA too, where Stu Bennett was like, "We're gonna go to a package now," and then like Joe Gailey would just like start talking about something else, and then he would repeat himself, and they'd go to a package.
You know what though? production, a bazillion times better than NWA 70.
Oh, Jesus, that's...
Goddamn.
They could have shit in a hat for 3 hours. I would have been happy with that.
You know what the pay-per-view was needing?
Oh, my God, I forgot about NWA 70.
The pay-per-view needed a funk doing some fucking...
It definitely didn't. They definitely did it. Guess what? Tony, guess what? It's 8:55, and I got some New Japan wrestling things I'm going to tell you about.
Oh,
right now.
Great. Can I cue up some New Japan music?
You have New Japan music?
Oh, I got fucking great New Japan music.
All right.
And before we go, that'll be my going home, I guess. The all exclusive right.
oh,
news
yeah.
that I have.
We got New Japan music.
All right. It's not necessary. It's very hurtful.
Go ahead.
I was just going to tell you to turn it down. They announced their United States tour that's going to start in January 24th, 26th, 27th, 30th, and February 1st. They will be in Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia.
That's a weird run for New Japan.
So no venues have been announced yet. It will be the start of the latest American tour will run concurrently with the Road New Beginning tour in Japan, so you'll see a split roster there. They also announced opening matches for Wrestle Kingdom 14 Nights 1 and 2. January 4th, you will see an 8-man tag match featuring Togi Makabe, Tamoki...
Tamoki. Tamoki Fudoki. Holy shit. Holy fuck.
Hanoma. And Yoto Tazuchi.
Correct!
And
ding!
And Yuya Yumanura.
That's right.
E-I-E-I-O.
Taking on Alex Coughlin.
Alex,
Carl,
oh my God.
Coughlin.
Coughlin.
Big fucking boy.
Alex Coughlin, Carl Fredericks, Clark Connors, and Hanare. Tag team match was also announced with Kojima and Tenzan taking on Nagata and Nakanishi. And then on January 5th, there will be a 5-team gauntlet match
for the
never open weight 6-man tag titles. The current champions, Taguchi, Makabe, and Yano, will defend against the team of Ishii, Yoshihishi, Robbie Eagles, LIJ, consisting of Evil, Bushi, and Takagi, Taichi, Desperado, and Kanemura, and Bad Luck Fale, Takahashi, and Chase Owens.
Koji Kanemura?
Does this shit on purpose.
These
no
matches
other
will
reason.
Take place an hour prior to the main shows, which start at 1 a.m. Full cards have already been revealed.
That's right.
Also, in Impact Pro Wrestling, which I did watch this week, excellent show. If you can find it on Access or Impact Plus. I have Impact Plus if you guys want the login information.
I would love to watch
it. That'd be cool
Impact.
As shit.
Tuesday nights, they had a gauntlet tag match. The winning team faces the North at the pay-per-view. Rich Swann and Willie Mack defeated OVE, the Rascals, and Reno Scum. Willie Mack got hurt, so Rich Swann had to go it alone. They also did a gauntlet match a couple weeks ago where Rich Swann wrestled for like 55 minutes. So definitely, if you can, go out of your way to find that. There was a sick three-way with Eddie Edwards, Michael Elgin, and Brian Cage.
Wow.
Sounds right.
Which was awesome. And this is leading to Elgin versus Eddie Edwards at the pay-per-view. Tessa's gonna challenge Sammy. Ace Austin is doing the man whore thing, so he's hitting on Trey Miguel's mother, so that's a feud. And then Ty is defending her knockout title against Jordan Grace and Tony's favorite ODB in a triple threat match.
Fuck that shit.
Put ODB on my TV every day.
AEW has announced their second pay-per-view. It'll be February 29th.
In Chicago
at a like Comic-Con fest. We already mentioned that NWA is bringing back the TV title and their pay-per-view will be January 24th.
So did they show a picture of the belt yet, or we don't know?
No, it's Stu Bennett like
is
took
it
out.
Stu Bennett had the belt.
I missed that part.
It's the silver.
It's with a red strap?
Yep.
Nice. That's a good belt.
No, wait. It's got a black strap, but it's that same one.
Same design?
Yeah.
Sin Cara showed up at AAA.
Good for him.
The other night.
Good for him.
So who knows the ramifications of his non-compete?
Who cares?
I don't think that matters. But is it
Tunico
as Sin Cara?
Yeah. No, he was Sin Cara.
He was Sin Cara.
Came out in the gear. They announced him as Sin Cara and everything.
No, it was Jorge Arias.
Who was Tunico. And he was Mystico, I believe, as well, in AAA. Then it became Tunico, because he was the second Sin Cara after Sin Cara got hurt, who actually may have been Mystico.
So he made the save
Caristico
on Pagano, who was getting attacked by Mucho Rudos.
Ah, many bad guys.
Then he cut a promo saying he was here to help, so who knows? He's supposed to be on a 90-day no-compete clause, so he might not be even allowed in another promotion's ring. I don't know the ramifications of that. So
I don't think they're going to give a shit. What are they going to do? They're going to sue him in Mexico?
He probably asked permission and was like given the okay. It's Mexico.
penis party's got
I don't know.
To go.
No compete clause, no compete clause. Oh, oh. It's like, what hell do you want to die on? If someone shows up on AEW, they'll probably go after them, but AAA, yeah. They probably don't give a shit. Let's do some going home. You got a going home?
Kevin's got one.
I know Kevin has one. Do you have one?
I got a big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right, here we go. Dude, Kev, thanks. Hi-yo. All
right, so I have it on somewhat decently to very good authority. That's something that a lot of wrestling fans who have been clamoring about for a long time to be brought back, starting with CM Punk made a big stink about it. Tony, do you have any idea what it is?
No fucking way. If you say Superstars ice cream bars, I'm going to come suck your dick.
I have it on very good authority.
Oh, Kevin, take your pants off.
This is breaking. No one's. I've Googled it. I've checked. I haven't seen it yet.
Kevin.
There is the potential and the possibility that we will be seeing WWE ice cream bars in 2020. Now, not to get your hopes up, they won't be like they were.
Oh, then what's the point?
But they will. But WWE will have ice cream sandwiches again in the near future. I can't reveal the source because I don't want to get them in trouble. I'll tell you guys off the air. But it's a very distinct possibility that we will see WWE ice cream bars because my source saw one with Roman Reigns on it. So,
ooh, I do have a going.
Roman Reigns.
I got a going home, by the way.
Do it.
Damn it. That was the main of. God damn it. No, Roman. this is even bigger.
Okay.
Taz is hanging up the microphone in terms of his morning show on CBS Sports Radio. The WWE and ECW alumnus posted to Twitter that he is exiting Taz and the Moose and that this will be his last week on the air. Speculations? People did like his work in AEW. Maybe he's going back to the commentator desk.
Yeah, he could have done both.
Maybe cool. With this jack-off Corey Graves giving him shit, heading back to the E? Possibly? Maybe? Who knows? Yeah. Well, you're corporate. I got
Vicky Guerrero did AEW Dark that
aired. Excuse me.
Were they in Texas?
All my exes are in Texas.
Yes. Okay. They had a Texas street fight. My going home. Tokyo Sports announced their annual awards today.
Great.
The MVP of professional wrestling in Japan, Tokyo, Kazuchika Okada.
Of course.
The best bout, Okada versus Sanada from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
You say
Pro
Okada.
Wrestling.
I say
the
Sanada.
Best tag team, Suwami and Ishikawa from All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Suwami.
Outstanding performance, Kento Miyahara, All Japan Pro Wrestling. Technique, Kota Ibushi. Rookie, Strong Machine J from Dragon Gate.
Kota Ibushi got technique?
Yes.
That's going to be your new champion.
And woman, Iwatami in Stardom. She got an award. Also, Fox News co-host Brittany McHenry is suing Tyrus.
Wait.
Again, not the same person. But
Iwatami was the one from Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tyrus.
He's being sued.
By the same woman that sued him last time?
I don't think it's the same person.
Fox News host Britt McHenry has filed a lawsuit against both the network and the former co-host Tyrus.
Yeah, you know why? Because the woman
amongst
that was suing him initially is
more.
Now suing the network as well.
Ooh.
So. Yeah, I don't know, man. Don't count Vinny out. Thanks to Vinny Pacifico for joining us.
Sorry, Vinny Pacifico won on the Twitter machine.
Please join us next week. We will have Turnbuckle Throwbacks in-house. We'll be doing, what the hell's the show?
Starrcade
99. That's
way to be original. Every 20 years, huh? Great. Fantastic. So if you've tuned in the last 2 years, we've done Starrcade 97 and Starrcade 98. Nice.
We should have done December to Dismember.
In fairness, Phil did ask us if we wanted to do something different, and Matt was like, no, that's cool. That's cool.
It's not well.
Just so Matt could shit on it. That's
I'm
going
to shit all over everything.
If you want to shit on something, December to Dismember is perfect.
Yeah, so
the
WWE
ECW pay-per-view?
It's going to be masses of man meat in here next week.
It's your problem, not mine.
I know. But we're getting closer to the holidays, boys.
That's right, and no school the next day, so we could have a nice late night.
Wait, Christmas Eve? There's no school on Christmas Eve?
Tony's kid is off the next. He goes to like a Catholic school, right? Or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, why would there be school on Christmas Eve?
There's
yeah.
always school on Christmas Eve.
No, there's not.
It's usually a half a day.
Where?
No.
What?
You get, there's always school on Christmas Eve.
No.
When I was a kid, there was in West Orange public schools.
West Orange.
I mean, I don't go to school anymore, so it's a
moot
point.
We had no half. Our half day was the
day before
Christmas.
That's Christmas Eve.
No, the day before Christmas Eve, we had a half day.
Yeah, you got Christmas Eve.
We were off Christmas Eve. Who wants to work on fucking Christmas Eve? People travel. They go see family.
Come see me tomorrow night at the Horseshoe Tavern in Morristown, New Jersey. I'll be hosting a great stand-up comedy show. If $10 online, $15 at the door. That's right. It's expensive to see KJG.
If you tell them you know Kevin Grifo, penny. You get a free thing of napkins.
And you can get, if you mention you know me at the door, $10. Boom.
There you go.
Look at that. You want to bring some pens?
What?
Want to bring some pens?
I stepped on one last night.
You broke it?
Yeah.
You need a replacement?
Yeah.
We got 300 of them, so.
That's okay. I'll take 500.
We'll be back for the holiday extravaganza next week with the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Be sure to tune in. It's always a good time. As much as Tony makes it sound like I'm going to be a miserable piece of shit, I'm just having fun. Thanks for ruining my gimmick. I hope Tony spends the whole fucking show on his phone like he did tonight on this show.
Yeah, because that's what I did. I spent the entire night on the phone. I didn't ask any questions of Vinny Pacifico. I didn't get all hyped up about Into the Fire or about Ring of Honor, about none of it. I just sat here on my phone. Thanks a lot, hand
job.
Yeah,
that was the first hour of the show. The next hour and 20 minutes, you just...
Well, you're talking about Sakahaba Sakaraba. You don't even know their names. You had to mention every single one of them by vowel and syllable.
That's a lot of names.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You can't even pronounce your favorite Japanese wrestler's name anyway. So
Tanahashi?
His name's not Tanahashi. Oh,
and he's not my favorite anyway. It's Ibushi, son. Ibushi 2020. That's what we're going with. We got three more pay-per-views to pick before this friggin' bonanza extravaganza thing.
And you know it's
finally painfully
it's all coming
over.
Down to that night.
And please, if you're doing any more Christmas shopping, if you're down to the wire, go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Do some shoppings. It helps us out. It helps you out. Everybody gets a smile on their face and a smack on the ass from Santa Claus. Santa Claus, because we still love Santa Claus and we still believe in Santa Claus. So if your kids are questioning, let them listen to the last 2 minutes of this show and we'll explain it all. Santa Claus is real. He's spectacular and he's going to bring you gifts for Christmas. And we're going to bring you a great gift next Monday.
And you know how Tony's going to lose? You know how Tony's going to lose the picks?
I'm going to lose with the fucking Ibushi.
No, you're going to lose with Tessa Blanchard.
Nope.
Pins, Sammy Callahan,
never
the middle of the fucking ring.
Oh,
hard to kill.
Smiley Kylie won some
no
men's title, too.
No one gives a shit.
Good night, everyone.
She doesn't like chicks with dicks, so fuck her.
Who does?
You ain't had a good time then, son.
All right.
See you next Monday.
Bye, guys.
Happy whatever.
Kwanzaa.
Holidays?
Yeah, holidays.
Hanukkah's.
Are fun.
We'll talk to them next week.
They're all next week. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Hanukkah's the 22nd.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. All right.
Look at that.
I learned that at the comedy show last night.
Come out to see Kevin perform comedy. You'll learn something
about
Morristown.
Judaism. Yeah, go to Morristown. See Kevin.
Good night.
He likes Nazis or something.
There you go.
I don't like Nazis. Didn't
stop it. I don't like Nazis. Didn't stop it. I don't like Nazis.